participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thanks. Look around.
Every comic owes a great debt to Bob Hope, to his manner, to his form, to his fills. But I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
I want to tell you.
I want to tell you.
But I want to tell you.
I got to tell you, that is marvelous.
And I want to tell you.
He was always intelligent, always played up, very rarely took the cheap shot. He never played down to his audience. And these are things that I've embraced as what I think is important to make good television, and certainly Bob Hope made great television.
Big Kmart. Oh, this is big.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, these guys play more rock than my golf swing.
Heavy Metal Christmas. Join Bob and his guests, Sammy Hagar, Metallica, Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, Anthrax, and Poison. Bob's heaviest metal Christmas yet, with special guest appearances by Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, along with Brooke Shields and the AP All-America football team.
This is Bob Metal Madness Hope. Hey, who is that wild guitar I'm supposed to play? Maybe it's any Van Halen. Isn't he marvelous? There he is.
Rock with Bob tonight on NBC for Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas.
There's four stages of senility, you know.
I know one of them. But...
first stage, you forget names. Second stage, you forget faces. Third stage, you forget to zip up. And the fourth stage, you forget to zip down.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
He's mentally retarded.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
So there are four stages of senility, and guessing from that open, I'm right at about 2.5. It is 3. John Norman says 3. Hi, John. How are you?
I figured Joe was in there.
Yeah, Joe's in here with me right now. Sure.
Thanks, Rob.
No problem. So, hey, 1 minute and 40 seconds into the broadcast. Not bad. It is the Best of Don and Mike Wednesday edition. Great show for you today, so let's not delay. Let's move on. When you hear the distinctive CBS music, who can it be but the most beautiful woman in broadcasting, Jim Nance? Cue the CBS music on the Best of Don and Mike.
Talk to Nancy. And hold on, let me see. Jim Nance today would be in... golly, what's...
where's the game?
Oh, hold on.
Where's your game?
The number one... oh, it's a sweet gig. He's got to be in Miami. Hey, Jimmy, are you doing the Patriots game?
We're in Miami. I'm sitting on my balcony here, overlooking the ocean, the swimming pool, and various patrons of the swimming pool, and the band is playing. The Calypso band is full blast. I'm out here trying to prepare for the game.
Oh, how wonderful is that?
Sitting out here in my Chase lounge doing some reading.
That's awesome.
Are you in a two-piece?
Nancy, when you
you're bad.
When you looked at the schedule, everybody thought that Miami would stink this year. And I know you're surprised that the Patriots are not kicking as much ass as before. Would you have thought at the beginning of the year that halfway through the big marquee game this week would be the Patriots going down to Miami?
No, never saw this one coming. I actually would have thought it would be the Denver-Oakland game, which was pretty close. I mean, it's Fox's doubleheader week, and I think fractionally our audience is a little bit bigger than the Denver-Oakland game. But I'm excited about being down here. Spent the whole day with the Dolphins and Nick Saban and Ricky Williams, and we had one-on-one visits with all of them. And the rest of the crew down here, we meet with the Patriots, of course, the visiting team always on Saturday, and I'm able to report that the Dolphins are definitely a team that's going to be a force in this league,
Jim,
for about 10 years because of this guy, Nick Saban.
Jim, have you had any chance to spend time in the pool?
No, and we won't.
All right.
This will be as close as I get, just sitting out here and enjoying the late-day breezes.
Now, would there be any chance, because we know that on occasion you would run through the streets of New York, take your shirt off, and scream, I'm the man.
I could do that here. I guess no one would make a fuss about it.
I mean, you
not
go to
Miami, wild
you
man.
Go down to South Beach, you could go all the way down to your tighty whities.
And then nobody would care.
I was actually going to challenge you guys to coming down here the next time I do a Miami game and just doing just that. I'll do it if you do it. But sad thing is, I know you would do it.
Of course we would.
Jim,
of course you would.
Do you know how to swim?
Of course I know how to swim.
Okay, I just wanted to check. Jim Nance. Now, no cheating, Jim. Tonight, 9 o'clock, name the show on CBS.
Threshold.
Is that wrong?
Ghost Whisperer. Tonight at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Now that's really...
No, that's... You know what that
not
is?
Right. I'm just sure it's the show Threshold.
No, and I'm very sure that...
Maybe you've got the wrong time zone. Are you talking about 9 o'clock?
No.
Eastern time?
Yes. Here's your lineup tonight. 8 o'clock, you were right. It's the Ghost Whisperer.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock, it's Numbers. And in between, it's a little show that I like to call Close to Home.
I think that's a curveball. I think it's...
You know, are you reading that?
It's true. Normally it is Threshold, but tonight it's Close.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
I see what they're doing here.
Hold on. Listen, don't you think that I know that? But shouldn't this... but shouldn't he be aware of last-minute sweeps scheduling stuff?
I should. And who does more promo reads than I do?
Right.
CBS Television Network.
Damn right, America's number one network.
Close to home.
America's most watched network.
Annabeth must convince a jury that a man is guilty of killing a six-year-old boy on Close to Home on CBS.
Jimmy, we just had something come over the wire.
Yep.
I don't think it's a comedy tonight, Jim. I don't think that
Close to Home is pretty serious.
Sounds
it's
pretty...
a good show. I've seen it. Now, it's Normal Home is Tuesday night at 10.
Okay. All right,
and it is
right.
In high def.
But I think Threshold is in trouble. I hate to jump out there and make these bold predictions. And I think Close to Home is trying to find an audience, too, so it looks like a little last-minute shift.
Right.
They didn't run this one by me, I'm disappointed to say.
Jim, Buzz was telling me moments ago. Now, where did you read this, Buzz?
From our dependable news source, Metro Source.
Okay. Anyway, there's a story on the wire that Terry Bradshaw is making a bid to buy the New Orleans Saints. Have you heard anything about that?
I actually read something maybe 2 days ago that said that Terry and a group of Louisianians trying to find a way to save the Saints.
Right.
Now, that was 2 days ago, so maybe you've got fresh information on this.
You know your way around the NFL. What's your take on all this controversy with the Saints owner and everything that's going on there? What do you think about it? What do you hear about it?
Well, what I think is this. I just think it's going to be very difficult for New Orleans, Louisiana, if they want to play in Baton Rouge, they're going to play in the Superdome if they stay there. They've got repair work to do there, but where do you get your fan base?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jimmy, hold on a second. Did you say that you're out on your balcony?
I just actually came inside. The breezes and the views were just a little too much for me tonight. I couldn't concentrate at the level I needed to be.
Right. Yeah. Do you have any beads?
Do I have any beads?
You know, you could do like a Mardi Gras thing.
No, I'll just toss them out. No, I'm too high up here.
Yeah,
they could cause some damage.
Scream at the girls. You know.
I'll get one of these wraparound, what do you call them, lanais?
Yes,
a lanai.
I'm Jim Nance. Show me what you got. like a girl's gone wild.
You up pretty high, Jim?
Yeah, we are, actually. We're pretty high up here.
Don't you worry about that, Jim? Wouldn't you rather be on a lower floor? Wouldn't that be safer?
You know, if we had any need to, I could actually jump over this balcony and probably land right in the pool.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, James
Bond. Just take care of yourself. You are a nurse.
There was a little thing called Hurricane Wilma, not to make light of it, because I could see damage everywhere I turned down here. Blew through here a few weeks back, and this building looked like it held up pretty sturdy.
Well, you are a national treasure. You should take care of yourself.
Well, thank you, and I take that in consideration when I ask for my room assignment.
Good. Do you have a balcony at your home in Connecticut?
I have several.
So, of course you do.
I'm on the water there.
Now, I also like just asking you this because it seems just an amazing part of your life. You are a season ticket holder for the Houston Texans, who are 1-7 this year. Sorry about
that. You remember that. I've never been to one of their games.
Never been to one of their games. Yeah, you know what that is? That's like throwing money out there. Now, do people actually use those tickets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've got family down there in Houston.
Oh, that's right.
Sure.
Okay.
And what I've been going to here lately, because my family can't go to every game, my mother, my sister, my brother-in-law, etc., I've been giving them away to charity events where they can put them up for auction.
There you go.
Trying to give back a little bit, guys.
Always giving back.
Hey, Jimmy, as long as you're talking about your family, how many members of your family like to ride that Jim Nance gravy train these days? I mean, cause, let's face it, you've been at it a long time. You're at the top of your field. For God's sakes, you're Jim Nance, you're the man. I mean, they've got to be coming at you day and night going,
what
Jimmy.
What gravy train are you referring to?
Well, we just hope you have handlers that can deflect the constant requests from family and friends.
Nancy, it is the fact that let's face it, you're the face of CBS Sports. There's got to be some perks besides pullovers that come with the job.
Absolutely.
And I know that your family's got to hit you up. For instance.
I've got a great example if you're looking for one. For example, if
hope
a
you
family,
got a better example than just Houston Texans season ticket.
Well, I'm thinking, Jim, that say a family member in a younger family member, perhaps the son of a wife, a wife's sister, or something like this. You know, a cousin, a distant cousin in their 20s, wants an inside line to get on the next Survivor. You can pull those strings, can't you?
No, it's against the rules, my friend.
Okay,
really. Jim, have you heard that, who are those
Mike.
Who are those two idiots? Rob and Amber. Have you heard that Rob and Amber are going to replace Probst as the hosts of Survivor?
I have not heard that. I'm not going to advance that because I know Jeff Probst reasonably well from a number of CBS functions. And,
hey guys.
Are you reporting fact here or fiction?
No, I'm reporting, well, I believe it started as fiction, and now I'm reading that it's more fact. Really, that he wants to do other stuff and that they want Rob and Amber.
We hear any rumors, Jim, in the NFL or in the world of CBS, we immediately check them out with you.
I have to ask you about Jeff.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you on the threshold. Close to home rumor
tonight.
Killing
okay. Listen, it's killing him.
There's a picture of Jeff Probst that we had on our website that I'm sure was Photoshopped.
We're pretty sure.
You've had him on the show, haven't you?
Yeah, once or twice, right after the show first came on.
He's a very bright guy.
Agreed. Now,
very bright guy. In fact, he's written screenplays. He wants to direct. He's
Jim,
a lot of
that's not all.
This is going to sound weird. Have you ever been like in a health club and happened to see him naked?
Because we were wondering, we think it was Photoshopped, saw.
We don't know.
I'm trying to remember. Jeff Probst?
Yeah. You'd remember.
He doesn't have any particular, reputation around the hallways of CBS, does he?
No.
Okay.
No, he's a very decent guy, and I hope he's going to survive the Survivor host role.
All right, now, let's get back to the Nance family on the gravy train, and here's what I was going to ask you about specifically. There have got to be girls in your extended family. I'm going to go anywhere in range here from, let's say, 16 to mid-20s. And you're down there in Miami. Do they say to you, oh, Uncle Jim, or whatever they call you, Uncle Jim, can you tell me what is Tom Brady really like? Tom Brady is so, can you get, I mean, do you get that crap from your family?
I get a lot of girls who are 16 to 25 who want to ask, what is Tom Brady really like? Do I know him, and could I meet him?
And
but
Jim,
not from the family, no.
Okay, well then let's just talk about the other girls that come up to you. And incidentally, where do you meet these 16 to 25-year-old girls?
I did kind of trap myself there, didn't I?
Okay, let's pretend I'm the girl.
I must be going.
You're Jim Nance from CBS.
Can you guys still hear me?
Yes. Hi, Jim.
Right, then, okay, about Tom Brady. I like a lot of people, I watched the thing on 60 Minutes with him. And
you watched it with him?
No, I watched the thing with him.
I thought maybe you were like in his living room watching the show come down CBS Network
with him. No such luck. He was profiled. Now,
I saw it.
I was amazed that Tom Brady said, I've won three, and he didn't say this like a dick. He was the quote.
No, he didn't. In fact, he came across very well.
He said this like a Tom.
I've won three Super Bowls, and frankly, I have to wonder if this is all there is.
Wow.
He wasn't saying it to be cocky. He was just saying it like, you know, hey, it's great, but...
Didn't he say he didn't feel like this was all there is? That there's something more in his life that he's going to do that's more important?
Yeah. Now, you talk to him this week because you're covering the game and you have 16 to 25-year-old girls that are asking you about this. What is your take on Tom Brady as far as where his head's at with football and him being such a star and seem to be kind of a humble guy?
No, he's a very humble guy. I suppose this is the serious portion of the show?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Okay. No, we've done 13 Patriot games in the last season and a half, so a number of occasions to visit with Tom. And I saw the interview, and I saw that moment of almost wistfulness. You know, you don't know what he was longing for, but, you know, I can kind of relate to it a little bit. I mean, I've made like 300 appearances on the Don and Mike show, and I often wonder, is this all there is to life?
Yeah.
Is this it? I mean, what else am I supposed to do? But anyway, back to Tom.
Yeah, let's talk about him.
He, I think, may have, you know, reached a point where, you know, he recognizes his own leadership skills. He is a leader of people. He's a bright guy. Didn't that come out to you in the interview?
Yeah, he seems bright. Yeah. I was smart. I was kind of reading.
He's well liked. He's honorable. He's a man of integrity. And I think, you know, you just hate at 28 years old to think that whatever is going to define who you are has already been settled.
Right.
It's like the child actor syndrome. It's like Danny Bonaducci, you know?
Don't say that.
Is this all there is to life?
Don't say that, because someday we'll be watching Being Brady, and we'll see Tom Brady wake up at 5 in the morning and drink rum.
Oh, it'll be very, very difficult.
I think that Tom Brady could, if he wanted to one day, and that's a big leap, but I think he could pursue
politics,
the political career, if he wanted to. Now, you say that, you hear that tossed around about people all the time. But
yeah, but it's the competitive
I think Brady would be someone that could actually go through with that.
I bet he would have a tough time if he lost an election, though, giving a concession speech, because I really got from that profile of him that no one in the NFL hates losing as much as Tom Brady. I heard the comments
from his teammates, and they talk about how competitive he is. But everyone in the league is pretty competitive, and I'm sure that Tom has handled, although they don't lose all that often. I think he's handled losing with grace, and I heard the reference to him losing a game of billiards, and pool cues, pool sticks flying, and all that kind of thing. But I think the guy has a lot of grace, and. Last time I was on the show with you guys was before the New England and Pittsburgh game.
Right. You know,
Can I tell you what I saw that Sunday?
I think T.O. should run for president. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
anyway, what did you see?
You could be his running mate.
What did you see?
That Sunday, we're going on the air for the national doubleheader, and we're a minute from air. And the Patriots come out of the locker room a little earlier than they should have. Most of the time, the coach leaves the players in the locker room so they don't, you know, get caught in that moment where you have to stop and, you know, recognize the anthems. Not that they're unpatriotic.
Right.
No pun intended. They're just, you know, they kind of cover that up, so to speak. But Belichick, somehow, the timing for the Patriots, they got caught in kind of walking down the ramp. We have one of those, what was called a lipstick camera. It's kind of a little tiny camera. No one would see it.
Hey.
It was buried there in the recesses of the rafters of Heinz Field, where the players walk out. And our director, Mike Arnold, just happened to put up a shot of the Patriots there in the ramp that I'm seeing on my monitor. No one's seeing it home because we're not on the air yet.
All right.
He's cutting various shots as the anthem's being played. And there I see the Patriots in uniform, this whole sea of Patriot players, and one thing jumped off the screen at me. There was one player in that whole mass that had his hand over his heart during the anthem, and he obviously wasn't posturing because he was not out in the open. He wasn't trying to show anybody his convictions about God and country. But there was, I looked at it a little bit closer, and the player with his hand over his heart was Tom Brady.
God, you know, you're such a faggot.
You know me well enough to know how much I really dig that kind of thing right here.
No, Jim, what a...
That is so me, and I appreciate it so much.
First, what a brief story that was, and second, what a great... No.
Don't you wish you could have been there?
I really do. Yeah. I wish you could send us a copy of the footage.
I could... Listen.
The anthem was played quicker. Go ahead.
Although we should...
we should not get serious. I don't doubt what you're saying about Tom Brady, but, and I know that that you have met with. No, I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning.
I know you are. I just you cracked me up.
I'm not going to be goofy.
It's the yin and the yang.
Peyton Manning, and I don't have to keep this a secret anymore, is a good guy. After my wife died, Jim, who's the brother that he has that's not in football? Is it
Cooper? His brother Cooper.
Okay. His brother listens to our show down in, I think, in Lafayette, Louisiana. And anyway, I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning, and he arranged through the Baltimore Ravens, some other people. I got a phone call from Peyton Manning.
That is awesome.
Right after my wife had died, and he did not want any publicity. He was like, don't say a freaking word about this to anybody. And then I made a donation to the Katrina thing through when Peyton and Eli went down there. And I didn't write like a note like I'm the disc jockey. I just sent a check. And I was amazed about 4 weeks later when I got a note and I got a Peyton Manning game-worn jersey. And with it came a picture of him throwing his first touchdown pass of the year wearing that jersey. Now it's only because I mentioned it on the air that it's okay with them for me to talk about it. I can't brag about it a lot.
Right.
This is where I'm going to sound like a faggot, because I think Peyton Manning is just above and beyond. I mean, the guy didn't have to do anything for me. I'm nobody to him. You know what I mean? But he took the time out because his family had listened to our show and had heard Frito on the show. Who do you think is...
Well, that says a lot, though. You know, I've got Peyton next week at Cincinnati. And
why don't you ask him about
to tell that story?
Ask him about it, because then you can mention my name on TV.
I've done that many times before.
No, don't do that, because it's supposed to be kind of a secret. But I wanted to ask you, now that you've told your Tom Brady story,
I just want you to know that I've known Peyton for quite a while. He used to do his college games.
All right, then
that's an incredible family.
Who is nicer?
You know, that's not fair.
No, I know it's not, but that's why I'm... Who is nicer, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning?
No, those are two of the most honorable, noble sportsmen that you've ever come across anywhere.
They are both citizens beyond reproach.
Yeah.
If one is A and one is, A1, who's on?
There is no. That's like asking someone.
All right, then
Tom...
That's not a fair question. Which one's your favorite child?
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning...
They're two shining stars of the league.
I'll make it easier for you. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Pete Rose? Who do you like the best?
I don't know Pete too well. All I've been on his radio show a few times, but that's certainly not a fair comparison.
We got to get you off the phone, so here's your last question.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is prettier, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning? And listen, I'll tell you, I think Tom is terribly prettier.
I think Tom's got model looks.
Than Peyton.
Absolutely.
How about you? Who's prettier, Peyton or Tom?
You know, I'm going to have to take a closer look at that, because I've never seen them without their helmets off. You guys are avoiding making picks on the games this week?
Here we go. Three
because
games.
Because I was undefeated the last time. I mean, I'm undefeated on the year on your show.
All right, here we go. Here we go. The three biggest games of the week. Now, are you going to pick the game you're calling?
No, never do.
Okay, all right, so we can't, although that is a huge game. All right, let's start with... Hey, how's your fantasy team doing? Because I love hearing you talk about how when you play Sims' team, you go, Team Nance, I'm on Team Sims this week.
Yeah, we have some fun with that, and you don't do that, do you?
Oh, yeah, yes, we do.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah, yeah. Don's fantasy team is doing quite well.
How about that?
6-3.
Hey, you know what we ought to do next year? Seriously, this is not for the radio. We ought to get a fantasy league together.
Oh, I'd love that.
I'd kill to do that with you.
Okay, just keep that one out of the way. We can do that.
One more game. Let's pick one more, Jim. How about the Monday night game? A lot of intrigue. Dallas at Philly. I think if Philly loses, they're screwed for the year. I'll take the Eagles at home. Mike,
I like Dallas.
Mike, I'm with you, baby. I'll take the Cowpokes. They've already beaten them up pretty good once.
The Cowpokes. All right, there he is, everybody. Nancy, the great Jim Nance. This weekend, it's the big game on CBS. It's the 1 o'clock kickoff. It's the Dolphins and the Patriots.
Should be a great game.
It's in high def.
It's in high def, and next week we've got the big doubleheader is undefeated. Well, of course, I'm assuming they're going to beat Houston, but undefeated Indianapolis at 7-2 Cincinnati.
Huge, 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 huge. Oh, and listen, what do you think about your coach in Houston? Do you think he's got long for this world? I mean,
you know, they're starting to bounce back a little bit. I'm not a disgruntled season ticket holder yet. I'm still living on the expansion line here.
How would you feel if Dom Capers got canned and they put Mike Martz in?
You know, I've heard that. That's been reported somewhere. I mean, I don't
even start it up.
Speculating.
But you don't want to speculate?
How about if Bill Belichick was the coach there next year?
Okay, well, how about if the Easter Bunny brought pieces of gold?
Save the tape.
save
the little tip for you.
We've got our hands over our heart right now.
How about Santa Claus coaching
you guys.
The Cardinals? Hey, guys. All right, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for talking to us. We'll talk to you very
always
soon.
Always a pleasure.
All right, goodbye, Nancy.
Close to home tonight at 9. America's Most Watched Network.
CBS. Jim, CBS Sunday.
Jim. Bye, Jimmy.
There he goes.
There she goes.
He is so consistent. I'm enjoying the breezes, guys, the Miami breezes from my balcony as I sit poolside.
Come on, guys. I never pick the game I'm calling. Never.
I guarantee you, he does radio interviews. You will not hear
that
Jim Nance on any other radio interview.
I love calling him a faggot.
that was the line, though.
He doesn't know. You know, there would have been a time back in the day when he would have said, hey, guys.
Hey, that's
over,
where I draw the line.
Over. Yeah. The line.
Way over the line.
He used to get upset with goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Remember that? Hey, do we have to use that language, guys?
Is that necessary?
That was back in the era when he would call after the interview and say, how was it?
now he's just going to get his steak.
I was
going
to ask him to wear these purple hearts, but I was pretty sure he'd say no.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's Nancy. See, and she's worth moving our whole schedule around.
Yeah, she was really better than I've ever heard her.
Hey, guys.
Come on.
Guys, I think I was back on the show back then, guys.
And right now, he is so frustrated that you got him on the CBS schedule. You got him, whether he covered for it. Is that, what time zone are we talking about?
Because unfortunately, sadly, my life is such that I do read the TV listings in the morning.
Not only did he do the time zone deal, but then he backtracked with, these shows are being switched around because they're really not performing.
He is the best.
Do you think he's on the phone right now calling somebody out for not notifying him about the change?
I didn't know about that CBS lineup change.
Guys, listen, tonight, close to home.
I've never heard of that change.
You know, you're replacing terrestrial, whatever.
Threshold.
Carlo Gugino.
Felt good about it. Feel good about Ghost Whisperer.
Hi, this is Nance. Is it Tuesdays or Fridays, guys? Make your mind up, please.
I don't know.
Getting confused here.
Nance. Really loving 2.5 Men.
And then he tells that story for a half an hour.
Ah,
and I'm really, he's doing it in that Azalea Line Fairway style.
A picture.
And I'm leaning, and I didn't know, and then the payoff is it's Tom Brady again, and that's when you called him, and I believe deservedly so, a faggot.
Faggot.
Oh, God, that was funny.
Oh, he's a beautiful faggot.
Nancy.
He's great. Thank you, Jim Nance. And JB, if you're listening on your way to the airport, play your cards right, and this cherry spot can be yours next week on the Don and Mike Show, this cherry time slot. All you have to do is take some of those laminated put-downs that we gave you for old Baldy.
Sure.
And lay them on him.
Yeah, we'd like to hear the hillbilly humor.
Now, let's see. Oh, here's what we've got. We've got cash to give away. You know, we're running towards the end of the calendar year, and God bless her, Beth Ann McBride, who's really one of the top, I believe, one of the top 75 producers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
She said to me, she said, you know, you've got, we only get so much money each quarter to give away. So she said to me, you really got to slow down on giving away money. That we're going to run out of money soon. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that, again, it's no problem.
Right.
It's the end of the year, and we are actually going to have a surplus of money to give away.
And it's use it or lose it, right? I mean,
we have
to give it away. It must go.
And what we normally do is end up doing shows where we just talk about, like, farts and porno and sports. And then, like, the last show of the year before the holidays, we always go, hey, like, we got $4,000 to give away. And we just give it away, like, to a caller 100.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see if we can give away multiple $100 bills right now.
Very good. Be great.
You know how to play the game. It's Guess the Whoopee.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play with your grandparents. The deal is this. You call us at 877-365-3636, and you guess the last time that your grandparents did the nasty.
Really helps in this era of babies having babies.
Yeah.
Flopper guess.
But we do give special credit to people that have older grandparents.
Right.
Whatever.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike, because I myself am a grandparent.
Go out and take a look at it.
Yeah, I've looked at three beautiful kids.
Because it's true.
It's true. and I'm 47.
Right.
Now, if the Frieda situation had not happened, I would...
You're damn right.
You could play the game, and I would, my answer would probably be yesterday.
Right.
But you get an older guy, a guy like Buzz,
right.
Or a guy even older than Buzz.
I'm liable to lose you.
Like him.
And maybe then let's say they say the grandpa is 85. Then we might ask when the last decade was.
Yeah, we could probably say, was it in the 70s?
Right.
Fire me.
Thank you, Jack.
Or was it in the 80s? Anyway, it's just a game where...
I'm scared stiff.
What? We call?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and if you can identify the last time that they knocked the bottom out, you are going to get yourself...
How are you?
Just fine. A $100 bill.
Nice. Knock the bottom out of that
time
thing.
Goes on.
Yes, that's right, Jack.
So call now, and we'll see if we can get as many as possible. Maybe we can give away $500 or $600 today.
When was the last time that Grandma was face down?
Ass up, face down.
That's the way we like to. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank all you, right. Larry.
So here we go with the senior citizen edition of Guess the Whoopee.
Where did you get that nickname?
What nickname, old man?
He's having fun with you.
Yeah. I know. Did you make?
Never a tremor of doubt in my body.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Absolutely.
Almost.
Yeah. Oh, almost.
I was quivering and shaking.
Do you need a moist towelette?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, just go on there and point and click, get in there, talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
That is The Best of Don and Mike. And speaking of Sonny Jurgensen, it's time to get busy with Grandparents Guess the Whoopee. Let's get started on The Best of Don and Mike.
I love it when Joe gets bad. Now, it's Friday Joe.
Yes.
And he's got some cerebral problem because we made him stand on his head yesterday.
He's got a compressed vertebrae.
Now, perhaps you and I were just rambling through the stuff with, Guess the Whoopee. Because we played.
I thought you made it pretty clear.
And we've played it, like, over the 20 years we've worked together, maybe 20,000 times. Joe comes in, all frustrated.
I don't care how many people called. They just didn't seem to know what the bit was, and I don't have time to explain it to them, so I told them they're a-holes, and I hung up on them. I got a couple guys at least freaking understand, but everybody else is just kiss my ass.
Friday Joe.
Yeah. There you go.
It's Friday Joe, and I think it's a combination of perhaps there were one or two that may not have understood the rules because they were playing for the first time, but I think perhaps if Joe was curt with you, it was because it's Friday.
Yeah. So, now that we've said that, we do have people who want to play the game,
yeah.
But we always like a variety of people, and you know how the game works. We ask your grandparents the last time that they had sex. And it's,
yeah, you have to guess. You call us and guess the last time your grandparents made whoopee.
I don't think you and I have to resell this. I think that Joe just has to have a saison, more patience.
All right, we're going to play Guess the Whoopee. Call, you know how it goes.
I think that's, with grandparents edition, Guess the Whoopee.
On Jeopardy.
So here we go. Come on. If anything, for goodness sakes, Joe should be tolerant. It's Friday.
Should be tolerant of his fellow men.
It's a couple hours until he'll be sending you his first drunk email of the weekend.
I sure hope so.
And he's promised you that this weekend.
Boy, would I love to get it tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, hi. How's it? You're calling for Guess the Whoopee, right?
I hope to get it tonight because I'll be out of town tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Mike's got his big Atlantic City plans made.
It's
all firmed up.
Everything is in control.
Yep.
Baby.
You got the little lady doing the driving?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm actually going to do that. So as not to get a speeding ticket. I think that's a great idea.
Because, but now you're not drinking now. But, Carla...
Yeah, but it's not the drinking. As you said, the urgency of getting up there.
No, you're going to avoid a speeding ticket.
Absolutely.
And I know you're not drinking because you said you're not going to drink until before Thanksgiving. But with Carla driving,
yep.
If you were drinking, that's an even better scenario.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Just drink all the way up there.
That she does double nickel the whole way up there.
Right. And meanwhile, I'm just sucking out a bottle of vodka.
By the time you get to that little road that's got all those turns and all that like driving through France, you're just going. Now wake me when we get there, sweetie.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Hello. Listen, what is your name, my friend? a telephone guy. Hello.
Jim.
Yeah. Oh, Jim.
Jim. Hi, Jim. You're familiar with how we play the game, right?
Yeah. Hey. Sure.
All right, that sounded good. Jim, let's see. Your grandparents will be calling. Your grandma and your grandpa. How old are your grandparents?
Oh, 65.
And what are their names, Jim?
Bill and Kirby.
Right, Bill now, and Kirby.
Once again, in an effort to save your valuable time, you are our trusted listeners. Rob will try to call and see if the grandparents are there first.
And then we will ask Jim to guess the last time he believes. Well, they're in their 60s. Are we going to go for a year?
No. We're going for about 2 months.
2 months ago.
Okay. See. All right. Hold on a second.
All right. He's already answered. We'll go with that as his answer.
Keep the answer in your pants, and let's see if we can get through to
Bill.
Bill.
Or Kirby.
Hi, is this Bill? Hi, Bill. It's
beautiful.
Rob.
All right, listen, while Rob is making the final preparations with your grandpa, what you are going to say, Jim, is the last time that he took your grandma face down, ass up,
right,
would be approximately, what, September 11th? Since it's
approximately, sure, yeah.
Do you want to go with a month? Hold on a second, Jim.
Okay,
will we go with the whole month of September?
Well, here's the thing. If it's only 2 months ago, Jesus,
right.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's go. Let's just.
I would say if Bill says, I don't know, a couple of months ago, it's a winner.
You know, let's not tell Bill that we've got a parameter set. Let's see what Bill says.
We won't say that, but if Bill says, a couple of months ago, or he says September, then Jim will be a winner.
Then you'll be our first $100 winner.
He's clear.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. So now, joining us on the phone is Grandpa. And hi there. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. We got your grandson, Jim, on the phone. Jim, you want to say hi to your grandpappy?
How you doing, Bill?
All right. What's up?
Well, listen, buddy.
we're
playing a game on the radio with your grandson. It has a chance to win a little money.
Buddy.
Buddy. $100. The game is called Guess the Whoopee.
It's a wonderful game. We've been playing it for the better part of 20 years on the show.
Now, let me see. Jim, can you handle this without blowing it with your grandpa? Can you explain the concept without giving away too much?
All right.
All right,
Bill,
go ahead, Jim.
Bill, here you go.
Now, hold on for one moment. Why do you not call him Pop-Pop or Granddad or Grandpa Bill? Why do you call him Bill?
Just called him Bill. That's just what I do.
Bill, okay. Bill, Jim is your grandson?
Yes.
See, that's where the discipline goes, right there. It's just what I do.
Jim is my son-in-law.
Oh.
Pardon me, sir?
It's your son-in-law.
Yeah.
So you're not really his grandpa.
Well, grandpa, he's got a mess of kids.
By marriage. By marriage? Well, no, son-in-law is not by, it would be grandson-in-law.
No. Grandpa? What? Joe, don't come in and yell at the people now. No,
Jim, is this your grandfather or is it your father-in-law?
This is my father-in-law. I have 10 kids, but we always call him Grandpa. That's why. Oh, come on.
You're an asshat.
Come on.
We call him Grandpa.
Bill, I'm sorry that your son-in-law is just a retard.
We were supposed to be playing with grandparents, Bill, and Jim lied to us.
Well, or he didn't understand that you...
No, he understood. We made it clear. That's why he said, it's just what I do. When you said, how come you don't call him Grandpa?
Well, Bill,
he calls me Grandpa.
Yes, well, may we give
that
you...
That was my daughter.
May we give you a gift for being on the show, sir? Okay, well, great. I'm going to assume your silence means yes. And courtesy of TowerRecords.com, we will send you a DVD copy of Kill Bill and Kill Bill 2. That's from Tower Records and Tower.com.
Enjoy the movie, okay, Bill?
It's the only place to feed your addiction to pop culture. Get your fix at Tower. Tower Records.
Hey, it's my 27th anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
That's wonderful.
Enjoy the gift of music.
That qualifies as the grandpa.
Yeah. That qualifies as the grandpa.
No, not really, sir.
Bill, do you like chicken?
Do I like what?
Do you like chicken?
Sure.
That's nice.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
We do, too.
Way to go, Mike. Way to set him up. before. Thought you might enjoy that.
I chicken love that beef. About you, dear. Hey, old man, do you like chicken? Yes, I do. Because you know what he's thinking.
Sure.
You're going to be
big
offered.
Chicken dinner coming.
Then there's Jim, who cheats at contests, has dozens of kids. He just has no discipline.
Right, no discipline.
No. Right. Dozens of kids. Ryan.
Try someone else. And did you notice Joe coming in, ready to scream at that guy?
They just don't listen. No, it wasn't stupidity, guys. What it was he was scamming us.
Yeah, right. And Joe had his hands over his head. That's how upset he was.
Right. Yeah, like Joe said, that's it. I reached the boiling point, Casey, baby.
Man, I can't wait till my first cold one.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show, what is your name?
Alyssa.
Hi there, Alyssa. Where are you from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right, Silver Spring, beautiful.
Alyssa, I dated an Alyssa when I was in high school.
Is that you, ma'am?
Let's try.
No, I don't think so.
Let me see. Your grandparents' names are Ray and Joanne.
How old are Ray and Joanne, Alyssa?
77.
Oh, now. Oh, this could be the mother load.
Well, you make the parameter call.
Let's ask Alyssa first. Alyssa, when's the last time that it was face down, ass up?
I'm going to go with 98, but that's just random.
98. Do you want to give her the 90s? They're 77.
No, I think.
Is that too old?
How about the second half of the 1990s?
If she says
yeah,
the
that
late,
would be good.
If she says the late 90s,
that's
the late 90s, we'll accept that.
Mm-hmm. So right. What will be accepted will be anything after 1995, the late 90s, or, of course, a home run, which would be,
90. I believe it was 98.
Yeah.
I think they might say recently, just to be smart, but...
Well, we're going to... Alyssa, we'll let you handle that. You need an honest answer.
We'll press them. And again, you will talk to either your grandma or your grandpa, whoever Rob gets on the phone. It's your job to explain the game, and please ask them to be honest.
She's charming.
Who do you have?
Oh, good.
Grandma?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, here we go. Let's talk to Joanne. Hi there, Joanne.
Hello. Oh. Hi, Grandma.
Hi,
Alyssa.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We have your daughter, Alyssa, on the phone.
She's playing a wonderful radio game that we've been playing for a long time on our show.
It's called...
She's my granddaughter, and I love her.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So nice. It's so nice to know that you're not her mother-in-law. Like
no,
the last,
I'm not her mother-in-law, and if I would be, I would love her just the same.
Oh, that's great. We'll see how you feel after this.
We had a real turd on the phone a second ago who was trying to pass off his father-in-law as his grandfather.
Yes, he was cheating during our contest, and that wasn't fair.
So,
what's this contest about?
Well, this is a chance for your granddaughter to win $100.
Playing a little guessing game, Joanne.
Okay. As a matter of fact, Alyssa, why don't you go ahead and explain it to Grandma?
Without giving anything away, Alyssa.
All right, Grandma, I'm sorry. I'm stuck in car traffic going home from work.
You're stuck in traffic going home from work?
Okay. Yes. And they want to know ballpark. I don't really want to know.
No. Why do people cheat?
No, I'll have to ask.
Yes.
The question is, and I'm sure you want to understand it, how long since you experienced the Ray spray?
The what?
Is it your husband's name, Ray?
We're playing a little game, Joanne, called yes. Guess the Whoopee.
Joanne, Alyssa, your granddaughter, has already given us a guess. The last time that you and your husband, her grandpa, Ray, had marital relations.
Made beautiful Whoopee.
Try yesterday.
Is that Joanne?
Yeah, this is Joanne.
Joanne, was that your answer?
Yes, that was my answer.
Whoa!
Is it true?
Whoa!
Now hold on. Yeah, Alyssa wanted to bring something up. Now, Alyssa, you said they might say that, right?
I did.
Now,
hey,
Joanne.
It's true.
Joanne.
It's true.
Is that true?
It's true.
I'm giving her a round of applause.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
He needs an award.
Does Ray take the little blue pill?
Yes.
Yay! Oh, we got to give Joanne something for her honesty. Absolutely.
Yes. Joanne gets $100.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
The grandma gets $100.
Cool.
And you should know this, Joanne. Alyssa, listen to the credit she gave you.
She gave you the late 90s. That was her guess. She said 1998.
We would have accepted
it. Hey, I guess I fooled her, too.
Yeah.
The good news is that $100, that's good for 10 copays at the pharmacy.
That's good stuff.
Oh, this is too funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone thinks so. All right. Thank you, Joanne. Hold on.
Good job.
We're going to send you some money. We send you $100.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, hold on.
$100.
How about that?
How about that, Alyssa? Are you still there,
Pretty
Alyssa?
Amazing. They just came to my wedding, and little do I know.
Hey, how about that? You got to give your grandparents more credit, Alyssa.
I know.
Did you say they came to your wedding?
There's silence now on the other end.
Of course there is.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Yeah. Sound of the Ray spray. Get out your umbrellas, girls. Mr. Ray.
Is this the part of the show sponsored by Lunesta again?
You know, I did take another one of those Lunesta sleeping pills last night. Uh-huh. And I tell you, they work like a charm.
Good.
But it gets to be about 6 o'clock East Coast time.
It's like clockwork the way your fatigue comes.
And it's like, boy, because, you know, I'm getting rest, but it's not a peaceful rest.
Sure.
But I'm getting more rest than I've gotten for the last 4 months.
It's kind of a medicated rest.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And I'm finding that that around this time of the show, when
you get a little saucy. Yesterday, well, it was later in the show when Santa's pants came off yesterday. But it's really not that bad.
That pervert Santa.
It's kind of it's kind of edgy, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like when Robert gets overtired.
Thank you. How old is he?
He's 3.
Thanks.
But I see the same. It's
thanks.
Good.
Why don't you go back and take a nice whiff of that fart I just left?
I came over here.
You can
turn the mic off, but I prefer to stand here. For now.
Ray. Yeah.
But what, wasn't the Ray spray him?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yes,
yeah, of course.
What's your excuse?
My excuse is I don't want to go over there because you didn't hear it, but...
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Like, yeah.
That directional microphone.
That was
too.
My cell phone. Some a-hole keeps calling.
I bet Ray does some of that, too.
Oh, dear.
Honey.
Okay, how are you?
Oh, my God.
How are you,
Happy
anyway?
Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. We'll come back and we'll talk about Atlantic City and bowling and eating and drinking and
wow.
What happens afterward. God, and I'm just as horny as a dog out looking for a hole in a fence.
Uh-huh. You see, because that fatigue thing will be that gets you a little horny too.
Yeah,
I'm like, you know, when you're really like overtired and you can actually feel like the only thing you really want to do is
have sex.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a glory hole right now. I'm looking for that. You know, like the Little Rascals? All the Little Rascals would be trying to look into a baseball game.
Right.
It would just be a hole in the wooden wall.
Mm-hmm.
One at a time, they put their eyes up and go, I sure can see the game. Well, boy, that would work for me.
You just wouldn't want to see who was on the other side.
Right.
Well, Bethan, get out the poster board.
It's a joke.
That's right.
Because she's really probably getting the poster for him.
Man, scissors.
Enough. Enough of that. Just one last thing.
One last thing. Very good. Yeah, he's looking at the inter-office phone list. And once again, the phone is working as well as it always does in-house.
Jesus Christ. Now, why is that? Come on, Big Bucks.
I think I know.
Come on, Big Bucks. Come on, Big Bucks.
Does it involve a gym? How am I doing?
Yeah. You're golden. This is like Gold's gym.
Haven't seen her around today.
Nor have I.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, she's here.
Jessica Baker is not available at the moment.
Just stopped answering.
At the tone, record your message. To end your recording,
you know, I think she has stopped answering.
To reach an operator, press 0.
Jessica, it's Don from Don and Mike. I hope I've not offended you. It's 5 till 6. How come you haven't come by in your gym clothes yet?
Just a question, not a sermon. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
What are you writing for him?
I am not going to ask her to bring a piece of wood.
No, Rob,
maybe she's...
God damn it.
You know, maybe she's changing right now.
Yeah. You never know.
Maybe she's changing.
And where does that happen?
Here. You're changing?
Yeah.
Down in the sex room.
The electric room.
Okay. Down in the panic room.
Yeah, the electric room
downstairs. Oh, bye, Jessica.
You should tell her that she doesn't need to go changing, just to please you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
You just took all the lead right out of the pencil. Thank you.
That's because he ate Chipotle today.
Yeah, and you're
jealous.
You're talking about my farts. Like your house isn't going to be the house of fart tonight when you get home.
That's right. You're welcome to come on by. Most of the windows open.
Okay. Be right back, everybody.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work. Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Indeed it is. We just heard from Chief Vince there. Oh, John's looking at me because I'm playing Kelly Clarkson. Which reminds me, make sure to visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson videos and your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. This segment of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford, addictedtokelly.com. Don't believe what you hear. John Norman loved Kelly Clarkson. All right. Don't make that face. You're creeping me out. Okay, moving on. We did have Chief Vince there. It's Vince Lombardi. Time for some Green Bay Packers fun. Go, Pack, go. It's the Green Bay Packers Spooktacular on the best of Don and Mike.
Good. Is Packers guy on the phone?
Standing by.
All right, hold on. Let's go right to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay, I love the Packers. You know that.
Go, Pack, go.
I mean, seriously, yeah, you know.
I know. You always have.
I love the Packers. And I get everything Packers that I can. And if you're on the Packers email list, you get all kinds of stupid news items. Mm-hmm. I get this one the other day. Lambeau Field Atrium to hold third annual Spooktacular.
A real spooktacular.
Now, how many years on the show have we goofed? We've done the fake DJ thing.
Sure.
About the Carvtacular, the Spooktacular.
The Choptacular. Longer than three.
Well, they're really having one up in Green Bay this weekend. And now let's welcome the Assistant Director of PR for your Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Aaron Popke.
Hi, Aaron.
Guys.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. You like the Halloween?
You're doing Larry right out of the shoe. You threw me for a loop on that one.
You like the costumes?
You doing your Larry?
You like the full size candies? How long have you been doing the Spooktacular?
It's the third annual event.
Oh, I guess I should have read that 3 years.
You did.
Well, you did read it actually.
And what's involved with the Spooktacular? Is the ghost of Lombardi there?
Not apparent, but he could be there. He's hanging out here next.
What?
I said if he's not at Lambeau Field, he's hanging out in your neck of the woods, right?
That's right, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm.
No, he's got to be up there.
Yeah. I mean, he's Lombardi. It's the Packers.
All right, so it's...
Right. I mean, we are, after all, at 1265 Lombardi Avenue.
There Absolutely. The most hallowed ground on this planet. And don't think that I don't really mean that. But at the same time... How many people is the word, I guess, I'm using? I don't want to disparage these citizens, but
fine, citizens.
How many of these people do you expect at the stadium for the Spooktacular?
Well, the last couple of years, this is our third annual, as we discussed, but the last couple of years, each year we've had about 5,000 or 6,000. And they come over the course of the day. You know, it runs for 6 hours. Four.
Will you have the Jolly Giant Stilt Walkers there this year?
We do. They will be back for their second appearance. They were big hits last year.
Will there be anything tied into the Packers team, like, you know, maybe like a Mark Chamora dunking booth or something like that?
Hey, I don't believe so.
Not funny, Mike.
Okay. Oh, no, not funny. Yes, okay.
Not funny.
This is a
kid's event,
remember.
You got to go there.
Right. I'm just having a little fun, you know. I love Halloween. Yes. Oh, my God. I feel like I really am offended.
Nice event for the kids.
I've gone over the line.
You have, Mike.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's my beloved Packers.
You're Packers. That's right.
Well, I'll jump in with you.
You invoked the name of Billy Buckner, I should point out, early in the show.
He doesn't give a free... We have the breath fog dialing for Percocet booth.
Not aware of that one either.
Kidding.
We're just
Aaron,
having fun, Aaron. You know, we're doing a little comedy.
Aaron,
I guess the kids are going to love this, right?
It's been a big hit the last couple of years. It's one of four free events we have for the community. And basically, when we redid our stadium, we went to the community for some help and helping us build it. And the atrium, as it is one of those areas in which we can have these type of events.
My my jack-o'-lantern, I carve it every year to look like Vince.
All right. That's very, very cool.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yes, yes.
Nice tribute to the Packers.
I see that we have Tom Bergermeister, the magician. He's no relation to Tom Bergeron, is he?
I don't think so.
Do you get Hollywood Squares up there in Green Bay?
We do, but, you know, we're so busy watching the team, I don't watch any of those other shows.
Is it Armenra the Mime?
Armenra the Mime.
It says Spooktacular Fun, the main stage schedule, from 1:45.
Armenra the Mime, correct.
What, yeah. Armenra?
Yes.
Okay.
I always had a problem with mimes as a kid. That scared me. But
that is, I did
too. It's a big hit. The kids love them. I had a problem when I was growing up. I've gotten over that and looking forward to the Armenra this weekend.
Good for you.
I know it's a family event and it's sponsored by the Packers, but have you thought about, because I've been to the atrium at Lambeau Field and they serve adult beverages there. Have you thought about having, just for the adults, and even though it's a Packers event,
right,
like you ride on the Viking sex boats?
That's
that'd be a very quick turnaround
maybe
to be able
next
to get
year.
There.
This is so exciting. You know that my kids, Robert and Julia, are going out this year dressed as Vince and Marie Lombardi.
That's wonderful.
I hope they get a lot of candy.
I didn't know you were such a big Packer fan.
I've been turned around by this interview.
That's very exciting.
You like the time?
You just get the camel hair coat and act like you're pacing the sideline.
The G. Tell me the G.
We will apply ourselves to the task at hand. That's all. That's the line I know from
Lombardi. Why is the G so big? How come not GB on the helmets?
You'd have to ask Dad Brazier, who came up with that logo.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you enjoy Halloween?
Do I personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, my daughter is just coming up on, it's just over a year and a half. Last year, she was a little young, but she enjoyed the people watching.
It is.
We're looking forward to the costumes and all that fun.
Yeah. It is the scariest of the holidays, isn't it?
Well, it depends. You know, you look at the credit card bill after Christmas. That's pretty scary.
It's scarier right now. In your opinion, scarier. Frankenstein, Wolfman, Joan Rivers. Who's the scariest?
Boy, you know what? I'm not up on the pop culture, so I can't help you.
Frankenstein?
Yes, it's new.
Jesus, Aaron, come on.
Frankenstein ain't exactly a new creation.
Sometimes we drink cider. You like the cider?
The cider?
Cider. You know, cider, the drink?
Apple cider?
Apple cider, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of orange cider.
Why do they call them brats?
Bratwurst.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, short for bratwurst,
thank you.
Correct.
Thank
how do you like yours, boiled or grilled?
Are you talking about
me? You know, if you really knew how to prepare a brat, you would know you boil them first.
Yeah, and you boil them in the beer, don't you?
In beer.
Aaron,
beer, peppers, and then you throw them on the grill to brown them.
Aaron, what is the most unusual piece of pack of merchandise you've ever heard of?
I can't think of anything unusual.
You ever go to
they're big, of course.
You ever go to a Bond dance with Paul Horning and Jim Taylor?
Before my time.
Yeah. Way before.
Why'd they call him Fuzzy Thurston?
No one knew.
Short haircut.
Was it because he had a short crew cut?
Short haircut.
Yep.
That might have been it.
Short haircut.
You know his first name?
Fuzzy Thurston? No, I don't. What's his first name?
Fred
Thurston.
Fuzzy Thurston.
We're talking with Aaron Popke. He's talking to us about the fabulous
Spooktacular,
the third annual Spooktacular Fun at Packerland, you know, Lambeau Field.
You like the instant replay? I'm not a fan of the instant replay.
Don't care for it. Slows the game down.
I like the zebras. You take the human element out.
What do you say, Aaron?
Like
what do you think? What do you think about the replay?
The replays.
Hey, whatever the league decides, we go with it.
Yeah.
You know who I love? Oh, Gina Davis. She plays the president on Command-in-Chief.
Remember Bart Starr?
Do I?
Love the game.
Number 15.
Love the game.
You like Gina Davis?
Gina Davis. I haven't seen the show yet. But I liked her in what was the film with the
30 going on?
League of Their Own. A League of Their Own.
Oh, I was thinking of 30 going on 13 starring.
League of Their Own. She was she played the great ball player. She was the best of the women.
In the Rockford Peaches.
And Rosie O'Donnell and the Racine Fire or whatever the hell it was.
Exactly.
Ever go to a movie, Aaron?
Not lately.
I like popcorn. How about you?
Popcorn's all right.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You know who like popcorn?
Oh,
Willie Wood.
Packer, another Packer.
Mm-hmm. Willie Wood, number 24 from the Packers. He liked.
Give Aaron the quiz. The number quiz. The Packers number quiz.
Hey, Aaron. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
On your Packers, going way back in the day, who's number 13?
13.
Zeke Bartkowski, backup quarterback to Bart Starr.
Give him an easier one.
Okay, what was Donnie Anderson's number?
20.
44. Please, you work for the Packers, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I don't tell my boss.
Give me one.
Okay. Hey, Mike?
Yes.
What number does Amon Green wear?
88.
Is that right, Aaron?
That is incorrect.
Oh. That's right. Number 88 is Bubba Franks from the U. Why do they call it the U?
Every dude loves your world-famous Packers number quiz. Aaron, are you still there?
I'm still.
What about the story? What? There's a center for the Packers. His name is Jim Ringo. Back in the day.
Back in the day, Ringo?
Back in the day. He goes to Vince, Coach Vince. He says, I want more money. Coach Vince says, okay, give me a minute. He calls me back in the room and he says, congratulations, you're now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
You ever heard that story?
It is one of the more favorite ones people like.
You know, I say, run the daylight. How about you?
Run the daylight.
Run the daylight.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, good dude, putting up with plenty today.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. And we're looking forward to Spooktacular.
Ending this already?
Excuse me? I think he's leaving us now.
How about Chester Markle?
What's the number?
13.
Also 13, a field goal kicker for the Packers.
Chester Markle. He was the one when they won the big game.
That came back then. And one more for you, Aaron. You should know this, assistant director of PR for the Packers. When Brett Favre got in, who did he replace?
Oh, Don Mikowski.
That's right, the Magic Man, number
Aaron,
7.
Quick. Spooktacular question. 2:30 to 3 p.m. Dave Fleming, what will he be doing?
He will be juggling.
Yeah.
Juggling.
That's right at the Spooktacular.
He is one heck of a juggler, let me tell you.
That's good. Curly Lambeau loved Halloween.
I understand he did.
Absolutely.
You like curly fries? Ever go to Arby's?
Fries are good.
Like Arby's?
Curly fries are good. Favorite food, Aaron?
Lambeau Field Bratwurst.
Lambeau Field Brats.
Good answer. And final question for you. Packers, Super Bowl bound this year?
Well, we certainly hope so, but the football folks like to say, one game at a time.
Right. Couldn't say it better. Aaron Popke's been our guest. He's talking about the Spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
That's open to all the youths out there. If you're in the Green Bay area, stop by and eat up the brats.
Aaron, thanks for being on Free FM. Do you like the
name? My pleasure, guys.
Let me ask you something. Do you understand the significance? Our radio station is now being called Free FM.
Well, not yet. They haven't rolled it out yet, but they're going to do that with a lot of radio stations.
Do you know what that means? Do you have any idea, being a layperson?
Help me out.
See, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. No, that's all we wanted to do is see if anybody understood it.
Our managers.
Free FM. Yeah. I can turn it on and I can listen to it for free, provided I have something that I can listen to it.
Provided you have something, a smart man,
very smart.
Aaron Popke, give him a round.
Isn't he wonderful?
Thank you. Thank you for letting us talk like Larry King, Aaron.
Up there in Wisconsin.
My pleasure, guys.
Right. Ever met Mel Comerson's son, Craig Cole? Craig Comerson?
Last summer's block party?
You met him, huh? He looks like his dad, doesn't he?
Very much so.
That's a choice. Thanks for being with us.
Take care. Bye-bye, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, thank you.
Signing off now.
Thank you, bye-bye.
I live for the green and gold.
Yeah, you do.
I really do. I swear to God I do.
I know.
I got a piece of Lambeau Field right there in my house under glass.
Aaron Popke handled everything we threw at him. Mm-hmm. Didn't hang up.
And we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
He lied about his name.
His name doesn't matter. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Not if you call them stench blossoms.
Or crap weeds.
I'm sure I think I got a dozen crap weeds for Valentine's Day. I'd rather have candy.
Not if they were called scum drops.
The Don and Mike Show.
know how hard it is to find boogie shoes in size 13.
A daily four-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
Virtually impossible, John. Virtually impossible.
Where would one shop for boogie shoes?
At the Boogie Mall, I guess. I don't know.
Here.
Let's turn that up just a little bit. There we go. Is that better?
No.
Are you there? No, it's not any better. Hey, everybody, say hi to John Norman. I'm turning your mic off now.
Thank you.
This portion of the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Ford. Bold moves. Very proud they are. All right, moving on. Oh, this is a great holiday recap. Don is a great storyteller, and this is one of his best. This is a last Thanksgiving. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Don, I'm wondering if you've had a chance yet to experience, in all its HD Xbox 360 glory, Norv Turner's complexion.
Yeah, I've not seen Coach Norv yet, but yeah.
Isn't Norv the last former coach that beat us?
No.
That would be Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Bam, damn, damn!
Dan Snyder.
Kitchens all over Washington.
No, the Xbox 360, yeah. I got a lot to tell you about that. Mm-hmm. A lot to tell you about the weekend, some of which involves that Xbox 360, some of which involves football, which we're kind of speaking about here. Mm-hmm. The Washington Redskins, our home team here in D.C., they lost another nail-biter yesterday.
No. It has been one of those seasons, a heartbreaking season.
And once again, we are lucky enough to be blessed with the post-game locker room show.
Oh. You see, for those of you that around the country that might not be tracking with this, the Redskins aren't just losing. They're losing in the most gut-wrenching possible way.
The worst possible way.
These are truly losses that always go down. The wins or the losses this year seem to be going right down to the wire. And when you lose those you know, overtime games, it's very, very difficult.
And in the locker room, it takes on the feeling, the smell, the texture of a funeral. Yeah. And in the midst of all of this, while you have the hyperactive announcers trying to interview the players who really would love to punch them, the announcer, in this case Larry, has to keep reading commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a technique in broadcasting that I believe was invented by NBC's Ann Curry. And it's known as the sad voice.
Yes.
You use the sad voice for a sad occasion. And, you don't use your normal. And especially when it's coming from Larry, who's usually this energetic throughout the game. It just doesn't work when he uses his sad voice.
So we will get to that. Boy, tons of other tapes to get to as well. And no lie, we really went out and bought the Regis Philbin Christmas album.
Well, we
there
should.
It is. There it is. And ain't it wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be
five shoes.
Having some kind of fun with that today. Oh, hold on. I've got to get my kid on the air now before he goes out to start his busy day.
Yes.
To at least start the weekend, the recap. The Thanksgiving recap. For me, let me just tell you before he gets on the phone, no need to have a pity party for me. I feel fine now.
Good.
Thanksgiving was not a good day for me.
Yeah.
Because of Frida and everything.
That's when you kind of got it out of your system?
Well, yeah, literally.
Yeah, I
got it out of my system.
Yeah.
And I know that you're really, Mike, you more than anybody are going to be able to relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Well, you're a big shot. You just got your name in the newspaper.
Right.
You're a successful guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you've had your ups. You've had your downs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it's like to black out and lose periods of a night.
I would venture to say I could relate to that within the last week.
Well, and I think when we took that alcoholics test just a couple of weeks ago, one of the questions was, have you ever blacked out?
Uh-huh.
And I answered no, and now I would have to answer yes.
Yes.
That there are parts of Thanksgiving
Don,
Eve.
I know you've gone through a lot. Anybody that listens to the show knows this, but I say, welcome. Welcome to the dark side.
So, here's how it starts on Thanksgiving morning. Now, you know, my kid was here. He was on the show on Wednesday.
Right.
The day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I'm already slightly stressed out because Amy, my daughter, was supposed to be here. She's not able to come down because she's just gotten out of a hospital and has her own health issues.
Right.
So it's going to be Bart and I up there with the entire family. And I'm more uptight than he is and sad. But we're making the trek up there. And we have the dogs in the back seat. Now, before we left, I thought I was so smart. We got on the road for about 20 minutes, and I said, the dogs are going crazy. Let's go back home and give them their doggy downers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give them these, the Xanax for dogs.
Right, you were taking the dogs with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way to Ocean City, a three-hour drive from here. So we go all the way back home. We give them the pills. We're on the road for about 2 hours. Bart is in the back seat with the dogs. He's watching a DVD, and I'm in the front seat like the chauffeur. And all of a sudden he says, Dad, pull over right now. And I said, why? And he said, Clink, that's the German Shepherd, just had massive diarrhea.
Oh, no.
That is everywhere back here.
Oh,
I mean, it's everywhere, Dad. So I pull off the freeway. I pull off the freeway. And Route 50. And
this is in your black vehicle?
Yeah, it's in the Escalade. Let's call a spade a spade.
Didn't know whether you wanted to say that or not.
No, sure.
Yeah.
What can I say?
I just know one thing about that automobile, which you've had a few couple of years now. You keep that car immaculate. I mean, I always kind of glance at it when I'm here. I look over at it because...
Even with grandkids... You know, now that these grandkids are in my life, and they've all been in the car, and Bart and his creepy friends have been in the car, never, ever have I seen anything like what I saw when we pulled off on the side of the road, and Bart grabbed Clink and said, I'll take him, put him on his leash. And we had a couple of towels in the back seat.
Good. I can't even... Oh,
I've got the gag reflex to begin with.
Yeah.
And I've got the one little...
Isn't it better if he throws up than what he does, than coming out that end as far as a dog is concerned?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. At least in my opinion, it is.
Yeah.
So I've got the one little dog who's like Elvis, like doped up and just kind of sitting there looking at me going like, hey, man, why has the car stopped moving?
And so is this because of the drugs, do you think, that the dog...
No, we have no idea. All I know is that I'm going in, and I'm trying to... And it's my beautiful car, right? And it's like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
These are perfectly armor-alled seats.
You cherish that.
I've kept this car pristine for 3 years.
Like, is he in the way back, or is he in the second, in the back row?
Clink is all the way in the way back. He's in the very back. And
so you get on luggage, too?
No, not on luggage, but like in between the cracks, in between the...
Yeah.
I'm having to go in there with...
That's gross just to hear about it.
I'm having to go in there with... I've got like, of course, because I'm queer about keeping my car clean, I've got the handy Armor-All packs in my car.
Yeah.
So I'm like, putting my hand down there.
That's going to really help, the Armor-All packs there. That's nasty.
I'm doing what I can do.
I mean, what you need really is probably a hose and a shop vac.
So what happens is I get the car cleaned up as much as I can.
Right.
And
right.
I notice that Bart, who is the thinking one of the two of us, he's not like me. He's not sitting there going, oh, my God, the car smells like crap. Who's going to clean it up? Uh-huh. He's already taken Clink to a gas station. Bart went inside the store, and like a little kid on Andy of Mayberry, he's got Clink tied to a pole out front of this Quickie Mart. And then he comes out, and he's got bottled water that he bought, and he's got paper towels, and he starts, you know, wiping Clink's dog butt and all of the other areas. And the whole time I'm just going like, oh, gross. And we're getting back in the car, and he said, oh, Dad, we got to go buy air freshener now. So we went inside. Bart bought, I think, some of the Febreze.
Yeah. Clink, and, I don't even know if you mentioned it, but Clink is a German Shepherd, a large,
big, huge, dog,
huge German Shepherd huge dog.
And we bought a bunch of those Christmas tree air freshener things.
There aren't enough of them, are there?
If that is any indication how bad
I just can imagine the delightful combination.
Right. And it is now, and that was Thursday morning, so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days later. My car still smells.
Oh, so he might, oh, God.
I've gone through and I've cleaned. I mean, when we got home, trust me, I'm a maniac. I cleaned and I cleaned and I cleaned. But still, it smells.
Because they're probably just areas you can't get to.
Aerosols
just cover it up.
That's right. Hey, your ass doesn't smell.
At any point, did he move?
Exactly.
Did he move to the seats?
Yes. How do you think he got out of the car? He went from the back row up through the little space in the middle to the middle seat of chairs and jumped over Bart's chair and then... Yeah, there was
everywhere.
Everywhere.
You need professional help. You need like a cleanup crew.
So I only bring this up because you would think that this would be like an omen to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't often think sign, everywhere a sign.
Yeah.
But, you know, gosh, the dog very rarely gets sick in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but tough. It does, and it's just, and it's, you know. It's
you're very patient with your animals.
It's freaking Thanksgiving morning, you know, and I'm on the side of the road just about ready to.
I might call that the Thanksgiving abandonment.
About ready to puke. Hey, hold on, big guy.
Hey, what's up, Pop?
Hi there. So, I'm just walking everybody through the weekend, but I did give you the props for, you know, stringing him up to that pole outside the gas station. And just so people know, I'm not exaggerating. How bad really was the smell of the car?
Once I noticed it was almost unbearable.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That ain't gravy. And that's after a full, at least the initial full cleaning of the vehicle.
Yes, correct. You. It was the worst. So we get to the beach, and we go to my mother-in-law's house, and this is where I'm going to need Bart to help me out now.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we get to Grandma's house, and the family's there, and everything's fine, and we're having some vodka, and we're having some, you know, nibble stuff, and they've got the nice roasted turkey, and, I mean, it's a nice, beautiful spread. And then at some point, the absinthe is broken out.
Oh, no.
Now,
wait a minute. You started with vodka?
Yeah. Yes, I did. But only like three.
Wait to hold it back. Having just, you know, 1 week ago today mixed, I became painfully aware that any mixing of absinthe is potentially a dangerous combination.
I just say this in my own defense, that I was going through a very emotional day.
I understand, Don. Okay, I totally understand.
I want to say I was hiding behind a bottle.
Simply demonstrating the my awareness of a potential problem.
As soon as the as soon as the boy and I walked in to Grandma's house, that's the first
thing. Were you making it in your fruity, and I don't mean fruity like
yeah,
gay,
like, yes.
You making it with your crayon stuff?
Crayon grape light. And also vanilla vodka.
Right.
I mean, you can't beat it. It really, it goes down like you're drinking a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
You have about three of those.
And, right.
And man, you're wasted.
They go down easy. And then you brought out the absinthe.
Yeah. So, but it was only for, not only for me, it was for everybody.
Everybody. Okay.
We had the absinthe last year at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Even Frida did back
right.
then.
Right.
So we all really loved it. So the absinthe came out. And then...
This is after dinner?
This is after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last thing that I actually remember is I know that Denver, Ron Dane took a long handoff and ran like to the 6-yard line.
Ran faster than I've ever seen Ron Dane. Certainly faster than I ever saw him run in a Giants uniform.
So to give you my timeline, this is about the time that I said, oh, it looks like the Cowboys are going to lose. Mm-hmm. And I went out on the porch to have a cigar. I was standing on the porch with my brother-in-law, Bill, who came out and started talking to me about, I guess, or maybe me to him, I can't really say, about Frida.
Okay.
And it was at that point where I'm going to have to sign off
right,
and ask Bart to tell
me. Had you had one absinthe at that point?
I had two. So
say no more.
So, Bart, would you please tell everybody exactly what happened?
Well, I didn't get back for a little while because I fell asleep in my cousin Ben's car. But, no, I was tired. We had to get up at like 7 in the morning.
Well, it's also the turkey factor, right? You had turkey?
Yeah, I fell asleep and they decided to leave me there. So, but when I got up, I came in and you stumbled in and you were saying, are you ready to go? Slurring your words badly. And I was like, yeah. Then you kept poking me and going, wait, are you FU'd? Are you FU'd? Which, Dad, you know what that means.
Yeah, I was asking right. Bart if he had anything to drink, if he was okay to drive.
Right. How was it put, though?
Are you
F'd? FU'd.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Okay.
And I didn't understand, and he had to kind of scream
all right,
at me.
Right.
See, it makes perfect sense to me. I don't remember.
No, now
this,
I understand what he's saying. He was, now I understand what you were saying.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead.
And as we were leaving, like, Grandma gave me a book of CDs, pretty much. It was like, these are in your mom's car. And my father started trying to wrestle them out of my hand because he demanded to see them immediately. And I tried to explain to him that he could see them the next morning. And then that's when I used my outside voice. And I got kind of loud with my father, and he got in the car. And then on the way, he was very upset And then he went from very upset to very sick. And he asked me to pull over so he could vomit.
Yeah, that's nice.
But while he was vomiting, he was still very upset, so he started screaming, F you, God, as loud as he could.
And buddy.
I didn't really know what to do.
Oh, my
and so
God.
Again, I had to use my outside voice to get him back in the car. There were some harsh words spoken on my part. And when we got home, he told me, you should probably let the dogs out, something to that extent. And as I leashed up the dogs, I saw him tumble up the stairs and then down some.
Up and then down.
So you have
kind of like stumble forward and then slide back down.
At our house at the beach, you guys have been there. You got to walk up a flight of stairs to get to the main.
So you kind of went up, missed a few, and then slid back down.
Now, I do remember. Now, I don't remember puking. I don't remember screaming, F you, God. And incidentally, you know, hey, sorry about that, God, but, you know, feelings is feelings.
Right.
I do remember that we did stop at 7-Eleven? Is that where you attempted to...
Because I pulled over there because I got you a bottle of water, and I wanted you to start drinking water so you didn't feel bad in the morning.
Oh, right. Oh, and I know what else you got. You got that...
And I also got a Mariah Carey CD with that gay song you like.
Oh, the Christmas song.
That all I ever want for Christmas is you.
And then when you were listening to it, you were tapping your fingers like you were real into it, and then you'd start crying, and the tapping would go, and then you get back into the song and start tapping again.
What a mess.
Oh, my God.
What a mess I am.
Oh, man. Dear.
And what,
right.
What a great, strong son I have.
Yeah, sounds
really.
Like it. Amen to that. Like it. Yeah.
Duncan, buddy. I mean, I told you, through your whole life, you'll be 21 in March. You never took care of me better than you did on Thanksgiving night.
Thank you.
That I was...
good job, Mark.
I was not a pleasant guy to be around. And I didn't even know this until... A lot of it until the next day.
How did you feel the next day?
Oh, like, Mike, hold on.
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking because I know.
Mike, I guess like on a regular Thursday for you is how I felt.
I know, you remember how I felt when I came in here on Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah. Well, I felt good enough to get out of Dodge. I mean, I felt good enough to get up and make the 3-hour drive. Bart and I left.
I felt good enough to come into work.
No, we left earlier than you had to leave to come to work.
Oh, okay. Because I can imagine how bad.
I felt like crap. I felt like crap. Went home and just went to sleep.
Right.
Just made the drive and passed out. And then while I'm in the car, I'm getting all the news from Bart about, you know, like, I didn't remember puking. I didn't remember screaming at God. I didn't remember this fight. That was not really a fight, but about this box of items that was in my wife's car. I don't remember any of this stuff at all. And he's just telling me this, and I'm saying to him, do you think I should call anybody in the family? Do I have to? I mean, this is the worst thing, Mike. You can relate to this.
Did you drink and dial?
No, but I said to Bart, do I have to apologize to anybody in the family? Because I really don't. I mean, when he was like telling me that I was like grabbing this box out of my mother-in-law's hands and he was having to use his outside voice inside with me, I don't remember that.
Right.
And like asking to throw up and screaming at God and then falling up to. I don't remember any of that.
Kind of black on that.
Yeah.
One.
So I had to say, you know, do I have to apologize to anybody? I don't know what the hell I was doing.
And what was Bart's answer? Bart, what was your answer to that?
No. Most of the drama happened as we were exiting, and I was quick to move Dad outside.
Oh, good.
And argued with him.
Again,
good for you.
Good work.
Anyway, what a good son he is.
Good man. Amen. What a man.
What a good son he is.
I think Mike will agree with me. It speaks well of you that you asked to pull over to throw up.
Yeah,
that's
because
what I
a lot of times,
sure.
If you're that far gone,
you don't ask. Sometimes you hit the window, you know, like you lean forward and you're just so out of
it.
There had already been the diarrhea in the car.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that couldn't have helped.
I don't even, at that point, right. Buzz, who knows?
Yeah.
Who
usually
the
motion thing, Buzz.
Right.
No, it's usually the motion of the car that actually, I'm sure it wasn't, but was it that long? Bart, was it that long after you got rolling that your dad got sick?
It was like 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You turned the heat on?
Not 30 seconds, like 5 minutes, because we got to a major intersection.
Right.
And it was a cold night. Did you have the heat on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time you're driving with someone drunk, keep it cold.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing us up to speed, because I didn't remember a lot of what happened. But anyway, thank you. And I told you this in real life, and I'll tell you now, I love you so much. Thank you again, bud.
You're welcome.
Did you help me out this weekend?
No problem.
Oh, and he hooked up that Xbox thing in my house.
The Xbox 360?
He hooked up the Xbox 360 HD.
I want, I want, I want, I want.
And I mean, Jesus Christ, if you can't go... really, I mean, whatever that guy said about Norv's skin, I'm sure that you could see Norv Turner's skin on the sidelines. Isn't that, Marty, is it not the greatest game ever?
I like some of the other games with it, but that one's excellent.
Yeah, well, I you know me, I love football.
Did you get Call of Duty?
No. I got a different shooter called Perfect Dark Zero, and I also got the new Tiger.
You got cool. Call of Duty from Clank.
Call of Duty.
Big Call of Duty. We'll be right back.
Oh, but we're going to do something real quick before we go to commercials. Yes, John Norman is lonely. John Norman wants to hear from you, and you can call him by dialing 1-877-365-3636. That's 877-365-3636. Here's Joe Ardinger to tell you what you're playing for.
Thanks, Rob. By Smallville, Season 5, now on DVD.
That's right, Smallville Season 5. The 100th caller gets it. 1-877-365-3636. Dial carefully.
Number 4, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Make that the best of Don and Mike on a good-looking Wednesday. Don and Mike back live in studio this Monday. Make sure you join them at that time. Also, congratulations to the mayor of Boyce, Virginia. Is he the mayor? I don't know. Yeah, he's the mayor of Boyce, Virginia. Russell Murphy picked up Season 5 of Smallville, now on DVD. Right, Joe?
Thanks, Rob. Bye, Smallville. Season 5, now on DVD.
And I'm sure that's not on tape. Okay, Smallville Season 5, now on DVD. And I just found out the show has nothing to do with Daniel Snyder and Tom Cruise at the Redskins game. Apparently, it's about Superman. And I want to say hi to Leo Donahoe at WJFK FM. All right, let's finish up Don's Thanksgiving weekend on the best of Don and Mike.
Oh, and then also, I got nothing but good things to say about my kid. He made me dinner last night.
Oh.
That made me a really nice, because he works in a restaurant now.
Right.
He knows how to cook and junk. Made me a nice dinner. We went to the movies over the weekend. We went to see the movie of my choice.
Yeah?
He didn't want to see it because he hates Billy Bob Thornton.
All right.
We went to see that Ice...
I hear great things about it. Was that good?
Yes. We liked it.
Good.
Did we not?
Little Billy Bob. Yeah, I was pleased with.
Very little Billy Bob, and actually the star of the movie, and this will all tie in beautifully, is Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt's my favorite!
Who is so friggin' drunk.
Buzz and I love him in that show Huff.
Yes, excellent show on Showtime.
He is so drunk in this movie. Always.
Good. He plays a great hedonist. He does that in his Showtime
show. But, I mean, he goes over the top.
Good.
I want to see his pants are splitting.
Hey, I'm going to go see it tonight. At your recommendation, I'm going to go see it.
Another dark comedy.
And we liked it. Bart did not want to see it because he doesn't like Billy Bob.
Right.
Unfortunately, for those of you who like
just
Bart...
Just think of Billy Bob playing a sleaze.
Well, for those of you who like Bart, sick of Billy Bob playing a sleaze, go see it. He's hardly in it. Oh, and also I should mention, just so you know, really what a rat bastard I am, truly in my soul.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, this is just how, just even, you know, what a cheap bastard I am. That we went to the Regal theaters out on Route 7.
Right.
Big stadium place. That place that you and I opened up about 5 years ago.
I love it when you say that, because, you know, when you say that, if you say that and you just let it pass, it might sound like it's our theater.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think is great. Oh,
no.
I love that.
No, Mike and I did like it. You know how DJs, like, cut the ribbon at a supermarket?
That's exactly what we did. Probably one of the last things like that we did.
You did your vaudeville show.
So anyway, Bart and I were going in to get the tickets for this John Cusack movie. And John Cusack's incredible in this movie, too.
Right.
And as we were walking in, because we used to go to this theater all the time with Frida, he said, "Dad, isn't this the place where they give you free tickets?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yeah, but, you know, I want to look for the manager."
Let's bury that.
I said, so anyway, I buy the tickets, we're waiting in line for the food, and the manager spots me. And he comes over, and the first thing he says is, "Hey, did you pay to get in?" I said, "Of course I paid to get in." And he said, "Oh, that's not right." You know, the guy couldn't be nicer.
Right.
And he said, "Well, is there anything that I can do for you?" And I said, "Well, my kid, who's standing over there in the corner, you know, he likes going to the movies, and he's on kind of a limited budget, and he's got a lot of friends.
would you mind throwing him some passes? I mean, this is the kind of bastard I am.
Not a bastard. Really. I do the exact same
you
thing.
You need to get in.
So then the manager says, okay, yeah, hold on. I'm going to go to the office. So meanwhile, I call Bart over. And Bart has not even met the guy yet. I say to Bart, because remember when I told you how that manager at the theater is? He just came up when I'm waiting here for the popcorn. Go stand by that door over there. Uh-huh. He's going to give you some stuff. So Bart says, who is he? I said, I don't really know his name, right, but he's got a suit on.
Right.
You'll find him. So anyway, Bart went over to the corner, and I saw, you know, I'm still waiting to buy the popcorn.
Yeah.
And I see the two of them, and they shake hands, like, hi, hi. And meanwhile, Bart comes back with, what was the grand total? Like 20 tickets?
Yeah, like 25.
Wow.
There you go.
Nice.
That's very nice.
You can take a whole gaggle to the movies.
So that's a little shout out for me.
That's the deal, though. You have to take 25 people at once.
That's Regal Cinemas that, you know, they certainly didn't have to do that, but if he's going to offer,
right,
I'll accept on my kids' back.
And I don't think you have a dark soul for offering that, for taking that offer.
No,
the dark soul comes in because he sent me over acting as if I'm going to use them when there are no Regals down here.
In South Carolina.
Well, hello, Satan.
See, they're okay now. It's expensive to go to the movies.
Yes, yes,
you're funny.
Can I tell you something?
Now, wait, you would have told the story without that little detail. Here I was thinking for, like, back in the summer when Bart, if Bart comes home this summer, you know, where he can take his, you'll be going for free.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I'm a cruel bastard. I love you. These tickets are not for him.
We didn't believe you.
They're for me.
That's good.
I mean, Christ, here's where they get you in a movie theater. And we bought the tickets yesterday, which were like $14. Then we bought a large popcorn and two large diet whatever.
Get butter on it or not?
Yep, butter, okay. You bet. The food, everybody knows this in the theater, that's where they get it. Food's like $16.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, how about something, you know, to even things out?
Sure, for the effort.
A little something for the effort.
Look what you've given the movie industry. You, I would say, are a true trooper when it comes to the movie industry.
You've supported it.
A big supporter, almost on a weekly basis.
So anyway, yes, I am not beneath using my son, who is there, like, because normally if Frida was still alive, or if I was there by
now,
myself.
Now, whenever you have to pay for a movie, you're going to react like Florida does.
Damn, damn, damn!
Can we just go inside, please?
Hey, did you know that was the marathon this weekend on TV Land?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah?
Yeah, I own a couple of the DVD sets.
Sure.
I don't need to TiVo that, but I do TiVo Vanfordson.
So. Yeah, so what I did was I see that, you know, and normally I would just say to the manager, if I'm there by myself or something, I would just say, hey, thank you very much. You know, thanks for listening to the show.
Right.
There's no way I would put that, but it's like I had Bart there, and it's like, oh, okay, good. I can use the kid. I almost felt like Ryan O'Neal in Paper Moon.
Sure.
That Bart. Yes. Bart, in that case, was my Jodie Foster.
Right. Now, if you went in and a theater manager offered you whatever you want, is there anything I can get for you, anything you want, would you do better saying you want the movie passes, or would you do better if you said, could I have a card for unlimited concessions?
See, I don't think you'll get the concessions, but you will get the movie tickets, and in this case, 25 of them, my friend.
That's pretty good.
But I would just stop in for a hot dog.
What, buddy?
Just come in for a hot dog when you're not going to a movie?
Yeah.
Lunch. That's great. Why not?
You can just have a chili dog every day.
What you should have asked for is a projector.
Your very own?
Yeah, just one.
Wow.
All right, bud. Well, that's it. Anything else to report? How's your cat? You're back down in South Carolina.
Alex, he's doing well.
All right, good. Okay, well, I will see you when now the next break. These crazy college schedules are like they go back. You go back for 2 weeks, right? Then you come back.
I think so. I don't really know all my dates yet.
All right, well, that would be something to work on, I guess.
Yeah, those finals, you'll want to attend those.
Yes, well, those are sometime before Christmas.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, buddy. All right, I love you.
All right, love you too.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, today you are a man.
Oh.
You know, I mean, my God, wow.
Jesus. I had, like I said, I had no idea. I mean, I knew.
Well, you know, I would assume everyone involved with that would cut you a little bit of slack.
Sure. Well, I hope so.
I'm sure.
I'm sure it don't mean anything, but I have not heard a word from anybody that was there since Thanksgiving.
And I know that makes you paranoid after you've had a night like that because you don't know what happens. Yeah. I can certainly relate to that.
They're probably just giving you space.
Yeah, well, remember all those DJ conventions we went to?
Yeah.
When I'd get up in the morning and I'd walk downstairs and we had that buddy Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, yeah.
My friend Tommy would say, always, it was a tradition. Well, how are we this morning?
Generally speaking, those are people you didn't care about.
No, you're right.
I didn't care about these. Right.
But it was the same kind of feeling of, my God, what have I done?
Hold on a second. Here's a co-erection. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don, you kind of botched it with the Tatum O'Neal thing. You said Jody Foster. But
Tatum O'Neal. Yes, Tatum O'Neal, not Jody Foster. Thank you.
God forgives you, Don.
There's nothing better.
Nothing better than a nice holiday nerd.
Yeah, very helpful.
God forgives you, Don.
Let me just contemplate that for a moment. It was Tatum O'Neal. Mm-hmm. I said Jodie Foster.
Damn.
An error. You know what? At the very end, that is so Nell-like.
Yes.
That is very similar to other tapes we had. Nell. Nell does that.
All right, so that's it for me for Thanksgiving. That's all, because the rest of the time, I mean, you know, Bart and I did stuff together. That's what we did. That's how we spent our weekend. That was it.
You're very lucky.
I did get the call from Mike on Thanksgiving morning, as he promised.
Right. I wasn't doing as bad as you might have thought I'd be.
You were a little banged up.
I was a little banged up. I Wednesday night came a little too soon for me.
Monday, yeah.
And frankly, you know, when I talked to you and I was kind of doing the, hey, Dodd, how you doing? And it was,
right.
but it was early.
Yes.
Because I woke up at 7:45 and I said, I'm not going to call you at 7:45.
It's about 8 o'clock.
On the chance that you might not be up, I know you're always up early. I said, well, I'm going to call after 8 o'clock. And it's almost a lock that you'd be up at that point. So I called you. And quite frankly, getting up as early as I did on Thanksgiving, that was probably the best I felt all day. For whatever reason. I think my one theory, my medical theory, is that I believe that my stomach lining is gone. Oh. And so I think that it was just a slow...
Damn.
Yeah.
Stomach lining.
Well, you know, I had a little shindig on Wednesday night. And
yeah, I know you did.
And then I made my oyster dressing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yum.
And... because there was too much of it, we cooked two trays of it, and I ate like a half a tray of it at about 4:15.
Wow.
It has a whole stick of butter in it.
Had it been, it'd been cooked?
Yeah, okay. It was cooked, but I didn't like it. Uh-huh. It's a recipe I got off the Food Network, and that fat ass on the Food Network,
they
gave me the recipe. Miss Southern Belle, Miss Y'all Come Back While I Lick the Spoon, she can kiss my butt. So it came out like crap. And it's the second time I've been burned with the Food Network.
Hold on,
you know, I think they do their own cooking.
Let's break, and we'll come back, and we'll devote the entire next break to your Thanksgiving, Mike.
Which was,
okay?
Yeah, which was a good, solid okay.
A good, solid okay?
It was fine.
Yeah, I'll open myself up to some of your psychoanalysis.
And don't forget, we have all the excitement that was the locker room. After the Redskins were beaten by the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah. Now that's big time fun. Yeah, it was a big bowl of okay.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, howdy.
Hey, hello, Mike. I'm sorry. Did you get inebriated before or after Terry got his one-liners thrown at him by JB that you gave him?
Did Terry get one-liners?
Or no, I think what he said.
Did JB use some of our stuff?
Did he use some of the jokes?
Thursday games, at the end of the show, when they were signing off, they made a comment about Terry not being there. And JB looked over at Howie, and Howie said he must be out back with Jethro and Ellie May having some fried possum pie.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
Howie's using them.
You've got to find somebody who's got that tape.
I know that. You know,
let's
what?
Say, you know, it's getting to the point where we need the, you know, on that little crawl.
Yeah.
On the Fox NFL
writing credits.
Was that, was that after the game was over?
Right at the end of the game when they were signing off.
Yeah, see, because most people by then had switched over to the 4 o'clock game. All right, thank you.
Bye.
We'll find it.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
So long.
Bye.
Now, what was he saying that Howie Long?
used the joke or JB used the joke.
It sounds like Howie might have used the joke.
It does.
We'll find out, I'm sure.
I do know when I was watching the JB's Fox NFL Sunday show yesterday, when they go to the wide shot,
right,
he does have like almost a binder.
Yeah.
Which is loaded with the jokes that our listeners sent to JB.
He's got a bunch of stuff in front of him, and there's one thing that appears to be laminated.
Yeah.
And I think that's his joke sheet. Gotta be it.
Those are the put-downs. I want to mention as well that if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, we are still accepting your invitations. If you want to join the contest to send one of our fighting men or women from Iraq or Afghanistan to the Buddy Ranch out in Reno,
right,
for a night of fantastic non-com sex.
We're still taking nominations.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Buzz. If you would like to enter, please go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com and email us with a story about your favorite soldier guy or soldier gal.
We believe it's the great tradition of warring parties. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. You're on the battlefield and then you're in the bordello.
That's so right. I think we've got like 25 entries thus far. We're going to start reading them on the air and find a guy or a gal who is most appropriate and give them that for the holidays.
Cool.
So wanted to mention that.
And it is open to men and women.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Very important to note that.
I like
that. Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike. Got a break.
A large dog in a small area relieving himself. You can't hide that smell. It was bad. It was very bad.
Nicely done. Oh, man.
It's very bad.
Do you think you'll ever get the smell out of the car?
No. No.
Oh.
No, I don't. No, I don't. And here's the thing. Even though probably now...
Probably want to sell that car on eBay.
Even now, I'm sure the smell is out. I've taken the seats out. I took the back row of seats out.
Right.
Took them out. Hosed them down.
Right.
Went in the back with my hand and the brush, the scrub brush.
Right.
Did the interior and everything.
You think they're like certain crannies and nooks that maybe it just got into that it can't get out of?
If you do have to sell the car, for God's sake, sell it while it's cool. Because you know it's not going to get any better
true.
This summer.
Right. Hard to move it in July. Yeah, because it is the type of thing where you could actually have the car, you know, test driven and it wouldn't heat up. Right.
Right.
And then, you know, that first day of summer, it's like, oh my God.
Did you steal something?
You.
Oh, okay. Dear.
Oh, and we can just tease this.
Thank our sponsors for the Coach Joe Gibbs segment, brought to you by Canon's Government Marketing Division, providing common criteria certification on select image runner copiers. Sam's.
Okay, now.
Wow.
Very quiet. Another tragic.
Bad things happening in the world. This war, this awful terror.
Coming back.
Tornadoes.
Terrible, horrible Katrina.
The truth is, let's go watch the Redskins are 5-6.
Plus you buy copiers. Copier needs.
Great copiers. Epson. Great company. Coach, we're here with...
Have an iPod for you.
We're here with... Mark Brunell. Mark,
sad, tragic.
There are still thousands of people starving.
Devastating.
From the tsunami.
World hunger.
At the
world
Redskins.
Hunger.
Lost today.
Today.
Did you mention World Hunger? This thing that is brought to you by McDonald's, where you can get a brand new McGriddles.
Sad day. We take you down to the locker room where Florida is about to smash the plates.
Damn, damn, damn!
Thank our sponsors for the Coach Joe Gibbs segment, brought to you by Canon's Government Marketing Division. Common criteria certification, select image runner copiers. Sam's. Defensive player of the game.
All right.
Perfect.
We've got a lot to get to.
Wow.
I'll just tell you that. We've got a lot to get to. We've got the Mike's Thanksgiving coming up.
It was okay.
We've got, I know, it was just fine.
It was okay.
It was just fine.
Mm-hmm.
All the tapes of the crap in the locker room. And something from, you know, once a day as we get closer to Christmas, we're going to try to do something that's not nice. Just because, you know, like everybody that. Does something as you get towards the holidays.
Right.
You know, like they have the 12 days of Christmas or whatever.
Sure.
Every day now, for the next 3 weeks, we're going to do something every day on the show, purposely.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
All right.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman.
Right.
Because I'm nice.
Well, that rules me out.
Right. So just keep that in mind as well on today's show.
And at the end of whatever it is, somebody will say, that's not nice.
Right.
That's not nice.
Hello there. God, Mike Show. Who don't think that one clip could bring us such joy 30 years later.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Hello.
How's it?
Hi.
Hi, people.
Hi there.
Hey, at the end of the damn, 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 that's a little Timmy O'Bibanae-esque on that, right at the end, right, at the damn,
on.
Damn, damn.
Hold on, here's Timmy, hold on.
Yeah. All right, it's Nell and Timmy O'Bibanae.
Right, let me see if I can do a Megamix for you here.
Damn, damn, damn!
There you go. Great together.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Trivia question. You want to know what it is that she breaks?
It's something in the kitchen.
Yes.
Is it like stuffing for the holiday or something like that?
No, they're not celebrating his death.
Right.
It was a punch bowl.
Oh.
Nice glass punch bowl.
She breaks it on purpose, right?
Great. It's really fine.
Damn, damn, damn.
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 Florida.
Damn.
Florida Evans.
Florida.
That's
right. Florida Evans.
Okay, now, 5 minutes from when I said we should break. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we both did. She went to college, too.
I went to Normandale for about a year and a half.
Yeah, that's where we met.
But I dropped out, though.
Yeah, she dropped.
Yeah.
So where are you girls from?
Chaska.
Le Sueur. But I went to high school in White Bear Lake.
Go Bears.
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to sing. La la, la 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
And speaking of Don and Mike, all things Don and Mike can be accessed via your electronic computer. Go to www.donandmikewebsite.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. This next segment is the very best kind of segment because it's got a little bit of everything. A little bit of Tom Gavin, a little bit of Dennis Murphy, and a little bit of Robert the Angry Mailman. And that's a delicious cocktail. Please enjoy the best of Don and Mike.
We have Bobby Mailman on the line.
Ah, very good.
And now, hold on a second. What happened to Tom?
Tom was holding because he's going to go to the big wedding.
Tom was on the other line. You got Bobby Mailman? Will you put him on hold?
Did Tom call back?
He was yelling at me.
Oh, where's his theme? Would you grab his theme, please?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want to insult Robert.
What was he yelling at you about?
You know,
Toledo.
Different views.
Mm-hmm.
Toledo.
Oh,
mainly.
And then he brought up Toledo, yeah.
There we go. I know he likes being played in with his theme. Joining us now, here is our good friend, Bobby Mailman. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, good evening, Donald and Mike. How you doing?
Long time no chat, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, I've been busy, man. The post office is trying to fire me, and I'm taking in a lot of government class.
Now, why is the post office trying to fire you?
You know why, man. Black man.
Besides the fact that you're black, why are they trying to fire you?
Nah, I can't really go into it right now. I'll tell you later.
They're keeping the man down.
Even with your new teeth.
Oh, especially with the new teeth.
Ah. And listen, how are the new teeth? Everything great?
Oh, they're fine. They're right sitting right next to me.
Do you have them out now?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you're talking any differently.
Well, you know how it is, Mike. I like to walk around with them out.
You do?
Yeah, I just had a guy at the time clock tell me to put my teeth back in. I'm scaring them.
At the post office, they don't think they're going to fire you because you might have a bad work ethic.
That might be it.
That might be it.
One side note, I delivered Rob's mail today,
yes.
And I saw Tripp in his Halloween Uberman costume.
No, it's
Uberman. Uberman.
It's too funny that in real life you are Rob's mailman.
That is.
And he looked real cute.
It's Superman, Robert. It's not Uberman. It's Superman.
Yeah, right, Rob.
Okay.
All right.
I see a lot of Hitler lately on the History Channel. But how you guys are doing?
A beautiful letter U and a triangle with umlauts on it. Uberman.
We are doing great, and you know, I hate giving anyone else credit, but I wrote right here on the top, good idea.
Yeah, you did.
When I got the email.
Thank you.
This, Robert, now is beautiful. And what I'm picturing is something, again, like my only black point of reference is Big Mama's Family.
Uh-huh.
That I'm picturing a scene from,
Come on, man. From
Big Mama's Family or Nutty Professor with a bunch of crazy, you know, just full of spirit black folk together in a
Baptist. Lazy.
Crazy.
No, crazy. Crazy.
Oh, as in full of spirit.
You're lazy. They're crazy. But it's like in a Baptist church, and it's like got the Reverend Al Green, and it's got the whole choir going, and
tambourines and chitlins and corn and cob and all that stuff, right?
Like the Blues Brothers.
Of course.
So anyway. He sends the email. Don, my cousin is getting married on the 23rd of October. Instead of me, we could send Tom and Dennis.
Now,
I can't go, but there's a twist to the story.
Okay.
I already RSVP'd.
Oh.
Now, so, this cousin.
I already sent him a check.
Is it a cousin that you like? Do you get along?
I like all my cousins, man.
Do your cousins, these cousins know our show at all?
I doubt it.
Where's the...
He's kind of like the black sheep of the family.
And so to speak.
They're all very religious, and, you know, I hate religious people.
Why are you unable to attend, Robert?
I work three jobs. I'm not lazy, as Don likes to
insinuate. No, I'm not. Listen, you're not lazy. I know where you're going to be. You're going to be off in another abortion this weekend.
Well, I had two last week, three next week, you know.
So I think, is there any agenda you have with this cousin?
And he'll be performing in
Dallas. Actually, I thought it was just a quirky idea.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great idea.
I sent the email last week.
Well,
I think you guys are getting the beard. She used to call me back, and we started doing a conversation with. She doesn't talk to me that much.
Well, she has Lyme disease, you know. Oh boy, your phone is awful. Let's get you on another line. And joining us now is the world's second best tard, Dennis Murphy.
Tom Picard?
No, wait a little bit. No, you're not. Dennis referred to himself as the number one tard.
No, Tom referred to himself.
I get the two of these guys. You know, it's like...
They're such good friends.
It's like Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. After a while, you know, I've seen them so many times together.
So are we going to send the producers to the wedding?
I think we are.
Have you heard about this, Dennis?
All I heard is 11.
Robert has your teeth, you know.
No kidding.
Here are the details.
And
dying.
That's a good reaction.
Dennis, have you been to DonnaMikeWebsite.com and have you seen Robert Mailman's beautiful teeth?
That dentist did a great job.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
and those could have been your teeth.
That was your bit.
Dog face.
Hey, you know, I can't fault Robert. Hey, he's looking good now.
But hold on. We offered it to you first, dog boy.
No, I know you. Well, you did, but you could not find a dentist, so I did not.
Hold on. We did. Not only did we find a dentist, we found a dentist that was willing to do. I believe he did. Like it was like over $10,000 worth of work that he did just for the free pub.
Well, I did not know that. I did not know that.
What are you been up to, Dennis?
Man, I've been working trying to buy a business.
You're trying to buy a business? What kind of business?
What business?
A Dachshund convenience store.
A Dachshund convenience store.
A Dachshund convenience store.
The money's in gasoline.
Gasoline.
Convenience store.
No.
Hold on.
The money's in convenience, not gas.
No, I know.
All right, so you're talking
about... Yeah, the money's in all the stuff people...
You're talking about buying a gas station that has, like, a mini-mart in it.
Yeah, it's a mini-mart gasoline station, yes.
How are you going to be able to afford to buy a gasoline station?
Well, a home equity. I'm going to try to hit my home equity.
Remember, he's an accountant. He knows the ways of finance.
Right.
If you don't get a convenience store, you could look into the business that Ned Flanders has on The Simpsons.
What's that?
The Left-Handed Emporium.
Hello, Robert.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Let's listen to two quality cell phones simultaneously.
Now here's Robert, who has the teeth, and Dennis, who really deserves the teeth, but he just didn't get
it. Hey, Robert, how you doing? I'm doing great. How you doing? Hey, I'm struggling, but I'm surviving.
Yeah, you could be in New Orleans. And with that one arm, you couldn't paddle very well, so
we're
not doing very well.
With that one arm, you couldn't paddle well.
Paddle well in New Orleans.
Now, where has Tom vanished to? Because Tom ought to be part of this. He really ought to be part of this trifecta.
Well, if Tom...
It's Don and Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
If you wish me a happy birthday, please.
When is your birthday?
Hold on.
Today.
Hold on, Dennis. Rob, don't even say anything. I remember. Don't think I don't remember.
All right.
Where are our Christmas gifts?
They're coming in 2 months.
2 months?
But I mean our Christmas gifts from last year.
The year before.
Well, you know,
I'll double up on in December.
Remember, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He will double up on Christmas. Does that mean that everyone will get two?
No, the value will be increased.
The value will be increased.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you want two gifts? Okay. Do you want value or two gifts?
Are we getting gas station snacks?
We want three gifts.
I'd like two gifts. That's more difficult. I'd like two gifts.
Wrapped individually.
You know, the name of your new gas station?
Not in shopping bags.
The name of your new gas station should be Hold Me Up First. The sign outside should just say Dennis Murphy's Hold Me Up First.
Very good.
He let you down so much. I don't know why you still let him on the show.
Did you hear that, Dennis?
What?
Exactly.
I said you let the boys down so many times.
Hold on.
I don't know why you're still on the show.
Hold on. Here's the name.
Robert, how did I let the guys down? The Christmas gift, they sound very hurt about this situation. What? I almost am inclined to buy them back myself. Okay, don't worry, Robert. I will take care of them.
Dennis, hold on, guys. Pipe down. I got the name of your gas station. Seriously. Stumps Pumps.
I like it.
Stumps Pumps.
Wow.
We serve you with a smile and half a hand.
Okay, all right. Ease up, Robert. We'll work on the slogan. God.
Listen, Dennis. Oh, God, these phones. Yeah.
I love calling on.
These phones are horrible.
Of course.
Robert's phone is breaking up like Dennis's molars.
If these guys were in the room, it would still be impossible to understand.
I have
them.
To ask Robert a very important question. Yeah. Robert, are you punishing this cousin for anything?
No, I'm being a jerk. I'm just trying to make. I like doing funny things. It's quirky.
Yeah.
All right, and I think
this is tight ass. It's going to work.
And I think we should.
Are you going to make any kind of phone call letting the cousin know?
No, I'm going to discuss that with Don. With Don, would you want me to let him know ahead of time or just.
I would not. My thought would be send the two of them in. Let's get them tuxedos.
Right.
Let's send them in with a tape recorder.
Baby blue and pink.
Just like, or orange. Like
orange.
I should have the invite.
In Dumb and Dumber.
Good.
And we would write something for them. Like,
if he's got the invite, then he can at least give them that.
Right,
a note
inside?
Yes, I think a note from Robert, and then when these guys show up at the wedding, they have a tape recorder that starts with, you know, hi, we are here on behalf of
Robert
the mailman.
They can introduce
him. Oh, no, why do you got to put me in it?
Well, it's your idea.
Your invite.
Surprise from the Don's and Mike show.
Oh, you want us to take the heat?
No. Listen, he can say he's from the Don and Mike show, but your cousin definitely has to know that they're showing up because you're not there.
I feel like it's done. If this was a first match and they were younger, I would worry about that. But they're older than me. And they got babies, mama, they got kids and everything. So,
all right, well, it'll be a fun bet.
Them showing up won't be that much of a shock. Now,
it's a good idea.
It would have cemented my place in hell.
Will there be anybody else white there?
Home in the caterers.
Is it going to be a church wedding?
No, they're having it at, like, the bowling alley. No, I'm just kidding.
Alley. I'm just kidding.
Let me read the invite. I got it right here. Well, I wouldn't let Don read it, but...
You're in a barber shop.
It's somewhere in Maryland.
Dear friends,
how close are you to this cousin, Robert?
Join us at Lane 18.
I haven't seen him in years, but he calls me a lot. I got the invitation right here.
Maybe I did mention it when I read the email, but
you can't like this cousin. What did he do?
I like all my cousins, man.
Right, good.
You know me. I think about the show. That's why I
want to
hear
all
my
cousins. Okay, all right. Listen, I can't take these phones anymore. Robert, hold on. Thank you for the invite. We'll send Dennis. Hold on.
Sounds like Dennis wants to go and Tom wants to go, too.
Dennis?
Yes, Tom.
Yes. Now, will you go and represent our show and be Robert's emissary at this wedding for his cousin?
Why not? I have nothing else to do.
Will you take care of Tom?
That's the attitude
Tom's not the good guy. I'm not taking his ass up.
That's the attitude I love.
Why can't you pick Tom's ass up, as you put it?
No, I'm not taking his ass up.
You've picked him up before.
No, I haven't. He has never been in good to it.
He's never been in your in this tour.
He's never been in Dennis's CLI.
Would you please give Tom a ride?
Well,
how about, I'm just speaking just for me, I will wipe out the Christmas gifts. Out your debt to me.
You will wipe out your Christmas
gifts.
Yes,
you will owe me no Christmas gifts.
That will not be me. My mind stand.
If you'll allow Tom to ride in the stuntmobile.
I'll let that. Okay, I'll put this out.
Good for you, good man. I thought you got a new car.
No, I still have a Taurus.
My Taurus. Hey, Mike, you laugh. I want to tell you something. I watched RoboCop the other night. And
that was the Taurus.
When that movie was made, even back then,
right,
when they were supposed to be futuristic,
sure,
they still look like an AMC Pacer that you just, like, squeezed a little bit. You know, kind of made it.
Now, are you going to get along with Tom on this trip?
No, for a couple of hours, I can stand him.
What does he do that bothers you?
Would you like him to call you up, like, once every night?
Does he call you a lot, Stumpy?
Well, lately he's been good. Because I haven't been picking up, the phone.
Yeah. Dennis.
Yeah.
So if you do this, Tom's going to wipe out his Christmas gifts, but I still get mine. And no gift bags. My gifts must be wrapped with ribbons.
I'll put them in the newspaper. Yeah, the Washington Post.
You know, no, it's impossible for him to do a ribbon, Mike.
It's the kind I can. I will. It doesn't have to be tied. It can be the kind that you just tape on.
Stick on.
You stick on.
Stick on Mibbin.
You know what? I'll give you a gift bag. You know the colorful
no
gift bag?
No.
Like a clip-on necktie.
Right. Or a bow tie.
I want that.
Oh, God. Where's my bow tie? Okay, hold on.
I want Mike, the gifts wrapped.
Hold on. The phone sucks. Hold on, Dennis. Hold on. Shut up. Hold on.
Ooh.
Ooh, God. Jesus Christ.
Tom and Dennis, the aristocrats. And where's Tom?
I got the Ben and Jerry's hair.
Hello?
Six.
Listen, you handle this, please.
I've already been doing that. Hello?
Thank you. Okay, well.
I can't find Tom, though.
Huh.
What was that?
Oh, we're just playing.
From one hand, one heart. This is Dennis Murphy.
Dennis is hits.
Love will keep us together. Maybe we'll dance to that.
Think of that day
whenever. Some sweet dog can give us a love. Sing it a song. Don't mess around. You've got to be strong.
You know, I guess
what was her name?
Pain in the ass. Yeah.
Kelly Sofer.
Yeah, come on, Rob. Yeah.
Pammy Pump. I didn't even notice in the many years we've played
Jenny
that,
Jar.
That,
Robin
that,
Receptacle.
That hit record.
Yeah.
How awful she is.
She's terrible.
That Dennis is awful.
Yeah, but he really went above and beyond by getting her to sing on it.
Hold on there, Beth Ann. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Number one Tards on the phone.
Good.
Hello.
Like
number one Chinese restaurant.
Now we can have the real fun when we put the... is Dennis still on hold?
Yes, he is. Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Good news. This weekend, you're going to be going to Robert the Mailman's cousin's wedding.
Oh, goody.
And
Dennis is giving you a ride.
And here is Dennis now. Hello.
Hello, Tom. Hey.
Dennis, without giving specifics, why don't you work out the travel arrangements with Tom right now?
Go ahead.
Well, Tom, whenever this thing is, I'll pick you up, and then I'll take you to the weather, and then, unfortunately, I'll take you back home.
Where is it going to be at?
Well, Tom,
Doesn't matter.
We're going to work through those details in a moment.
Hey, Tom? Yeah.
Tom, are you outside?
Yeah, I'm in the mall. It's Hyson's.
What are you doing at the mall? Scaring people?
No. Doing trick-or-treaters.
What are you, Roar? Are you at a payphone? Are you at... You're doing... What are you doing?
Doing trick-or-treaters, man.
Trick-or-treaters.
Tom, how can you be doing trick-or-treaters? It's only October 18th.
I mean, I'm watching people go by.
Why don't you roar a little bit?
Roar!
No, it's you're in the mall. You got to roar louder than that. Tom!
Roar!
How about do the parrot?
Are you on a payphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, you're on your cell phone.
How do you spell cell phone?
S-A-L-L-T-A-O-N-E.
That's my guy's cell phone.
Can you say this, Tom, at the top of your lungs? Can you go, I'm going to kill all you bastards.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
Don't say that.
No, don't bother, Tom.
I'll say that.
I'm not. Hey, wait.
Say this, though. Say.
Hey, yo, Charlie.
Say, Tom, repeat after me. Scream real loud. The sharper image won't hire me. Scream as loud as you can.
I get too excited.
Scream as loud as you can.
I did. I get totally out of control. So unfair.
The sharper image won't hire me.
The sharpers won't hire me.
Close enough. Are you looking forward to the wedding, Tom?
Yeah.
And do everyone a treat, Tom. Before you leave, eat a Cinnabon and no napkin.
And now scream as loud as you can. I worked it in Nordstrom's.
I worked at Nordstrom's.
Okay, how about this?
I like to call at Tyson's Corner.
How about really loud? Fall into the gap.
What?
Exactly.
Tom, why don't you approach a stranger and ask if they'd like to try your scent?
Dennis, are you still on the line?
I'm coming up.
Dennis, you don't sound like you're really interested.
You know, Tom dominates these conversations.
Dennis just completely quits.
Tom is the husband and Dennis is the wife. There is no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Tom is pitching and Dennis is catching. Yes,
Dennis does not assert himself in these situations.
Remember, you can't spell assert without ass.
Mm-hmm. Being a Donald.
Yeah, okay, Dennis, hold on, please. Hold on, please. Let's talk to the more interesting of the two.
Okay.
So, Tom, what are you really doing at the mall besides scaring people?
I'm doing security.
You're what?
He's doing security.
Doing security.
Do you have a uniform on?
Hey, what? Guess what just went by? A girl with big hooters.
Heightened security.
You know.
How do you spell
hooters? No.
Tom, how do you spell hooters?
H-O-O-T-E-R.
It's pretty good.
Right. Never lets down.
Pretty good.
Never
lets
down.
He's been there a lot.
Yeah.
He likes the wings.
All right, Tom. Listen, you're going to the wedding on Saturday with Dennis. Have a great time at Tyson's Corner.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Would you please take us to break?
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
That's Sonny Jurgensen, and that's apropos for this episode of The Best of Don and Mike, because here Don and Mike interview a writer from the City Paper in Washington, D.C., about how WJFK, the Don and Mike home station, used to really whore out the Redskins broadcast. Think you'll like it. It's the best of Don and Mike.
And as long as we're on the topic of football, here is Dave McKenna from the Washington City Paper.
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote an article about our radio station, WJFK. More of that tuition coming up. WJFK, home of the Redskins. You wrote an article that we read yesterday that we thought was just maybe the best, most right-on thing that's ever been written about this station's coverage of NFL football.
Pretty much spot on. It centered around all the commercial announcements that happened during the game. When did you... Now, did you just pick up on this yourself, Dave? Did somebody hip you to it? When did this whole thing start?
I've been listening to Redskins radio group around here, and Sonny Sam and Frank for all those years, and now Sonny Sam and Larry. And a couple of weeks ago, during the preseason... What got me was that during a preseason game, Sonny Jurgensen, like after a Bengals play, said in the Bengals exhibition game, nice coverage. The only place you'll find better coverage is in the Washington Post. And you're not thinking, you know, I can't be the only bitter old dude who doesn't want to hear Sonny Jurgensen reduced to that.
Yeah. You've got some great stuff. The thing that even I didn't know that they're doing, and I work here, is the double dipping. And you quote on Redskins radio, here you go. Several times during the Monday night Dallas broadcast, Larry Michael introduced the results of the weekend's other NFL games. He said, quote, "The GMRI scoreboard is brought to you by McDonald's restaurants."
Now we can't.
That's where we are right now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Listen, Dave, there are whores in radio, and then there are whores. But sponsor on top of sponsor,
we can't. And I would venture to say we can't be the only ones that do that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's sports, and you get that on certainly you get that on TV as well.
Well, I mean, I think we're in the epicenter of commercialism in sports is right here now, because Dan Snyder, I mean, he owns the richest sports franchise in the world apparently right now,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't happen because the team got better on the field. It happened because he just somehow was able to put a dollar sign on it.
Well, you went out to the stadium a lot, and you were talking about what he would sponsor. When he came in, Don, what did he sponsor?
I hate going to a Redskins game because everything's a commercial. First off, during timeouts,
right,
he plays TV commercials,
yeah.
And he plays them so loud you cannot hear yourself think.
Right.
And everything is the official toilet paper of the Redskins, the official chicken of the Redskins, mm-hmm. the official condom of the Redskins.
At your station, how are you, that sales staff is genius. Like, how can you get someone to sponsor a commercial?
That's it. Now, if you were hanging around him, Dave, you might not say genius after you
know
him.
Now, here's another one that I love from your article. It says, sometimes Larry Michael, he's the play-by-play guy, and Sonny Jurgensen, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Sometimes Larry and Sonny form a shilling tag team. A first half Mark Brunell incompletion for some reason incited Larry Michael to tell the audience, "If you love bacon, come to Subway. Eat fresh." Sonny Jurgensen then yelled, "Eat fresh."
Now, really, do you want to hear Sonny Jurgensen yell fresh?
No. And listen, I want to say that.
Oh, you want to just shake the guy and say, you're Sonny Jurgensen. You're our hero. Let Larry Michael yell, "Eat fresh."
Mike, you're right about everybody whoring out the games.
Right.
But I really think that our station, WJFK, and I'm so glad that you've written this, they have taken the whoring to an all-new level. The other night, when there was a preseason game and they took us off, I'm driving at home at 6 o'clock, and I turn it on, and it was the first 5 minutes. I ask you not, Redskins football brought to you by.
Right.
And it was just a list of like 40 freaking sponsors.
For both of you guys, in the days before deregulation of the airlines, you had to fly certain places and on certain parts of the plane. It was extremely expensive, and the airlines charged a lot of money for tickets. After deregulation, it became, how many butts can we get in the airplane?
Right.
It's similar now with the commercials. It's not. It's basically get as many as you can, and that's how you do it.
Here's another one. And again, I'm glad you listened to the game. Dave, and that you actually were able to get these quotes. During the game, Larry Michael introduces Sonny and Sam to say, "I don't know how you guys got here, but I drove my Nissan Titan all the way from D.C. Come test drive the tough 2005 full-size Nissan Titan at your local Nissan dealer today." Then he wondered aloud whether FedEx, another big-time Skins patron, would deliver the car back home for him since, quote, FedEx can travel anything.
That seemed like a pro bono one. I don't think that was even on the list.
I think you're right.
He's in such a commercial mode, he just threw it out there.
He is right, enthusiastic now, about it, isn't he?
Huh?
Beyond our show, and we embraced the article and tried to read a lot of it on the air yesterday.
That's before the security from the radio station came in and grabbed us.
Have you heard anything from anybody at this radio station about your article?
I have not.
Not a word?
No.
Would you like to speak to the general manager?
Sure. I mean, well, and again, and I put in the story that, I don't blame, it upsets me that, you guys decided to pay $10 million a year, an unprecedented sum, to Dan Snyder to broadcast the game.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it for charity, you got to make it up somewhere.
But listen, I agree with you, but here's my bitch with this thing. It's that, okay, you got to make the money. Charge more for one commercial.
Right.
Don't make it, "Oh, hey, look, he's scratching his nuts. Hey, incidentally, have you tried a planter's nut?" I mean, really, it's ridiculous. Rob, I'm going to put you in a very unenviable position.
Don't make me.
We're going to try to call him.
Do you have his number?
We're going to try to call our chief cook and bottle washer, the man who's in charge.
I've got it committed to memory.
Michael Hughes.
We just sent him a message on his BlackBerry.
All you have to do is ask him if he would like to come on the air.
I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your
number. Oh, all right. That's the quick voicemail right there.
That means he's listening.
Page this person. Press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
I think he'd be insane not to come on this show right now.
No opportunity, really.
Hey, Michael, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Michael.
We're on the phone with Dave McKenna, who wrote a really great article that I guess you haven't responded to yet.
A very well-meaning print journalist.
Rob, I am sure that Michael Hughes is not at Temple.
Well, it's sundown. I didn't know.
No, we believe it. I'm standing by the previous charges that he is participating in the wasping of this radio station.
Anyway, Dave, what would you like to say? You're on the line now with the general manager. Is there anything you'd like to say to him?
I wonder where it's going. How far they can take it. Are the ads sold out?
Dave, excuse me.
That's a good question.
That question for Michael Hughes was brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Eat fresh.
All right, well, is there anything further, Dave?
That's about it.
That'll do it. Good job.
I'd also like to mention that I'm very hungry. And on the way home tonight, I'll be stopping at one of the over 47 metro area giant food stores to secure my dinner for this evening.
You can't turn back the clock on something like this, right? I mean, there's not going to be fewer ads from
now. No, probably
not. Speaking of the clock.
And now he'll interpret that as a challenge.
How about my Timex watch? Always gives me down distance and a weather forecast.
This story's a manual, you guys.
He's on the way. Let's bring him in.
The world's dumbest manager on the phone. Here he is now, Michael Hughes.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, we are just leaving you a message. Now, first, Michael, did you read the article in the city paper?
I saw, part of it.
And will please say hi to the author of the article,
Dave McKenna.
Dave McKenna from Washington City Paper.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Would you like to do an interview right now, Dave?
Nah, it's a little late.
Hey, isn't this a deliciously awkward moment right now?
Yes, it is.
No, I mean, how much do you pay Sonny Jurgensen to yell, eat fresh?
I'm not going to comment on our compensation plans for anyone.
I'd like to point out that this part of the Don and Mike show brought to you by Meyer Emco. Oh, and Dave, also, this is totally unrelated, but you should know that this guy, Michael Hughes, he once told us that he could get Rupert from Survivor on the show.
Yes, and he let us down.
Never live that down.
He lied about that.
We haven't gotten over it. I mean, it was weeks and weeks of telling us we'd get Rupert, and we never got Rupert.
That Michael Hughes flashback was brought to you by CBS, America's most watched network tonight.
What's on tonight?
It's an all-new NCIS followed by The Amazing Race and then the season premiere of Closer to Home. That's tonight on CBS.
America's most watched
network.
I'm actually
in New York right now seeking additional Redskins advertisers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How could that possibly? Have you not squeezed every bit of blood from that stone yet?
I do have a question. Whose idea was it to try to get a sponsor for a sponsor? Because that guy deserves a Nobel or something.
Yeah, now, Michael, that's an excellent point.
And that's a compliment, Michael.
Yeah.
Because one thing that Dave mentions in the article, and this is genius, when you say the GMRI scoreboard is brought to you by McDonald's restaurants.
That's wonderful. Whose idea was that, Michael?
I don't know whose idea that was. Probably Steve Johnson's.
Oh, there he is. He's in the Salesman Hall of Fame.
Indeed.
Steve Johnson.
I'll drink to that.
There he is. Okay, well, Michael, we just wanted to make sure that that you knew Dave, and Dave, you should know, in future articles, go right to the source. His name is Michael Hughes.
But Dave, never...
You don't call Dave in advance.
Incidentally, Dave, never question the availability of an Infinity manager.
Even in New York City.
Even in New York.
Right.
And again, I don't mean to put the guy, I wasn't trying to put the guy in an awkward position, because I understand, we all have our masters.
Would you stop it? We think he's a jerk.
Don't apologize.
He's just a big ball of a big ball of skin and water.
Michael,
skin and water.
I got
and incidentally, this ball of skin and water brought to you by Aquafina.
Michael, I got that from Star Trek. That's what they used to call humans.
Right.
On Star Trek. They are just big bags of skin and water.
Bags of skin and water.
Or in Men in Black, you could say a big meat sack.
And don't forget, Star Trek The Next Generation, brought to you by Paramount Television. They have got some movies coming out that would just knock your socks off this summer. And don't forget Gang's Dominion. Owned by Paramount.
Very good.
Okay, well, there you go. Michael, you'll be glad to know that coming up, boy, do you whore out this show. Are you kidding to me? Listen to this.
Who's coming up on the Don and Mike show?
Hey, here's, you know how sometimes they say, here's what's coming up as far as the DJs will say.
Right.
On the other side, Matchbox 20 in Atlanta.
I like this.
This is right from Michael Hughes.
The other side.
Coming up, we're going to hear from CBS TV.
Wonderful.
GP Entertainment, American Express, Verizon, another one for the CBS TV network, then United Healthcare, Sterling Jewelers, Monster.com. Gosh, I hope that's not another live one.
We read those all. I think it might be.
DC Lottery, NBC TV, and a request favorite, Geico.
Geico!
Geico coming up. That's great. God, you whore us out.
Get some more up there in New York City, Michael.
I'll make you proud.
Bye-bye. Bye. By tool. So, Dave.
Yes, sir.
That's our boss. As you can tell, he really is an idiot. Because first off, what guy would go on the air with that?
Yes.
Okay, that's true. But we're just saying what a dope he is.
Right.
But thank you for your time. We thought it was a great article. Oh, we really did.
Good job.
Thanks for that. And eat fresh.
Dave, just before we let you off the line here, is the Washington City paper planning on doing anything for our 20th anniversary?
Oh, I'm sure. A cover.
A cover. Yeah, that's great.
I knew it.
Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, did you guys ever know that all those years we were putting listeners' phone numbers in your classifieds who pissed us off?
No, but I was going to say, like, you know, those are the ads, you know, the vibrant hunk of love looking for same kind of ads, looking are the ones that allow me to write stories making fun of advertisers.
Ah, right. Very good. Right. There you go.
Hey.
At least it's honest.
Dave, you're a good man. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.
What about Hughes?
Oh, that was wonderfully awkward. Really, what a eunuch he is. You know what that means. No D&Bs.
I'm up here in New York looking for more. I'm up here in New York trying desperately to save my job. It's a fishing expedition. Sir.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, I'm up here in New York where they're going to tell me about the decision for Stern's replacement. And I'm going to come back and pretend like I made it. The bottom of my dory. You're my guys.
Huh?
You're my guys. You're 45% of my revenue, although I don't tell anybody that.
So we discuss some programming, then it's off to find some new advertisers, and then late night, off to the bondage clubs.
Hit me. Hit me. I'm Michael Hughes.
Could you do me a favor and work on this hoist? I'd like to be suspended from the ceiling, please. Please, sir, may I have another?
Are you familiar with the movie 9 to 5?
Remember
that Dabney Coleman and the garage door opener?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to need a little more Vaseline over here.
My name's Michael Hughes. How you doing, guys?
Big fun. Okay, can we make this quick
again?
This will not do.
When will I let it go?
Never.
Oh, man, and I'm almost done with the wasping of the radio station.
Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Make that the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike back live in studio this Monday. Until then, we got the best of for you, including this segment, which we can entitle How Not to Celebrate Your Wedding Anniversary. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Step up for a second, boy.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's your anniversary.
I should have listened to the kids instead of my big, dumb wife. Well, I shouldn't have called her that. Bite my tongue. Bite my tongue.
Ow!
There you go. It's your anniversary.
9 years.
9 years. Congratulations.
We all know what that means.
You all were at the wedding. It doesn't seem like 9 years, does it?
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah, believe me.
It's passed in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's 9 years. She's never pressed charges.
No.
There's never been a bruise.
No.
That you couldn't hide with a shawl or with a...
A shawl.
Okay.
A kerchief.
At a shawl.
A lot of times she wears that thing on her head like Rhoda.
When you're standing out in your front yard screaming with your shirt off, She never presses charges when the cops get there.
No, because I love her so much and she knows.
She knows that.
She knows that.
I mean, she'll take it all the way up until the, you're in the back of the cruiser and then she just melts.
Don't take him. Don't take him away. I love him so much.
And it's gotten so much easier because now we know most of the patrolmen by name. And she's like, oh, you know, Patsy, Billy, come on.
Is he at it again, that big lug of yours?
He's been drinking.
All right, it's October 12th.
Yes.
It's your anniversary, and here's why you're screwed.
Yeah.
Not that that will be happening in your house.
Tell me about it. She'll want to celebrate, too. And, you know, she's involved in that usually.
Okay.
Not always, but usually.
Anyway.
Wait till she's sleeping.
Because that worked out so good for you.
Thanks.
Well, I remember, wasn't that a criticism?
Yes.
That,
yes.
That the
you, got a weird, you got a weird, weird memory.
Made the list.
When it comes to you and sex, it's all up here, Mike. I remember this, too. You don't wear rubber with Carla.
Okay. All right. What I do. All right, we're talking about Rob.
You didn't do nothing.
Okay, let's talk about him.
And also, happy 91st birthday to my grandfather, which is also
Big Daddy's 91st?
91 today.
That's a big deal. That might play into your plan, you know. That might play into his hands. You could actually, couldn't he do a little bait and switch with the anniversary if it's Big Daddy's...
He wouldn't get an e-card.
But he's already screwed, and here's why. Because Carrie had said to him, that's Rob's wife, said, don't do anything for the anniversary.
This was weeks ago. And I said, what do you want to do? She said, nothing.
Christ, boy, I used to lecture you this on this all the time. Yeah. Frida used to catch me in this trap constantly. I don't want anything for whatever this made-up holiday is. Not that your anniversary is made up, but she would say, I don't want anything.
Made-up holiday, though. You're not all that far away from being accurate.
Very right. Very right.
The anniversary being a made-up holiday.
Who are we kidding? Who's it for?
That's right.
It's for her.
It's for them or us.
Yeah, it's a great holiday. Surprised I had to work.
So there were a lot of times when Frida would say, don't get me anything.
Yes.
But I always would have to get to... Perfect example. Her bless her soul, her last birthday, the 50th birthday, she had the whole thing where she took her sisters down to Miami. She had a whole week of partying. I said, do I have to do anything? Do you want it? No, I don't want anything. That day, like 3 o'clock, she said, what, you don't have a cake? You don't have dinner?
Right.
I said, wait, hold on. You said you wanted nothing. Thank God there was a Carvel ice cream store.
Yeah.
And I could go get Fudgy the Whale.
Yes, but I pressed this.
But no, I really did press it.
It doesn't make a difference.
Here's why you're a loser, and then you can explain yourself. Carrie says, don't do anything.
Right.
You say, now, this is not a fake out. You mean it really. Don't do it. No card, no gift. No, nothing.
I said, promise me, nothing, right?
And she says, yes.
You gotta know it doesn't matter.
Right? And here's why you're stupid, because you believed her, because what's the first thing, she calls you up today, first, she had already gone to work, what's the first thing she said?
Well, she woke me, and she said, happy anniversary. And I said, yes, happy anniversary.
She woke him.
Yeah. Well, it was still relatively early.
What time was it?
It was 10:30. No. It was 5 minutes until 8.
Okay.
And on our schedule, that's a little early.
That's early, yes.
And she called, and she said, happy anniversary, and I croaked back, happy anniversary. She had woke me, and she said, now get up and take Julia to preschool, which I'm glad she called, or we would have been late.
Right.
So that's where we left.
But you should know that when a woman says to you, don't do anything, they never mean it.
Here's the point. Then when you go to the computer...
This is where she gets me. She sent me an e-card.
Ah. But don't you think... Isn't it your rule that even before she sent an e-card,
correct,
he's got to do something?
And the big dummy right now is saying that he's not going to go home with anything tonight. Because
it's shallow. Now it's tainted. Now it's wrong.
But hold on.
How I win is if I had gotten her an e-card first.
No,
then it's something.
It's always shallow. Because as we have already determined, it's not a real holiday.
Right.
Okay. So from the male standpoint, it's always shallow, no matter what you do.
I'm operating on plus points, though. Because remember, she was out of town on her birthday?
Yes.
I had birthday cards arrive to her at her mother's house on her birthday. Count them, 3 birthday cards.
Hey,
so that's something.
That is very good.
You're an ass.
You know, you're a thoughtful guy.
Yeah.
You rival Buzz for the 2 most thoughtful guys on the show.
I made her that stupid lemon cake.
Well, there you go.
But I'm telling you, those
anniversaries are important.
Not to me. Yeah, no, listen, God damn you, go to the CVS tonight and buy her a card and come home with a card. It doesn't mean you're the loser.
Can it be a funny card?
Sure.
Okay.
Get her one of those that's like, you know, honey, I love you so much, and you open it up, and it's like a woman with a frying pan ready to beat her husband over the head.
I'm the last guy to give anybody relationship advice, but go to the grocery store, get a card and flowers.
She won't want flowers. She doesn't like that.
What about candy?
In a pinch, get her one of those 7-Eleven roses.
Oh, in a tube?
With the panties. The chocolate rose? Or the chocolate panties?
No, the real ones. Mike knows what I'm talking about.
They're like wrapped in a tube with panties.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hello.
I'll do that.
Don and Mike show.
Maybe I'll actually spend an extra 70 cents and go to Hallmark.
7-Eleven panties.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah. How long have you been with this woman?
I met her in 92, so an eternity.
You've been married 9 years.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Well, that's good.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your help.
He just wanted to know.
What the hell was that?
Why did you call?
Well, I'm just saying, you've been with her for 9 years. You should figure that, you know, she's going to want something no matter what she does.
Yeah, right.
I should have. Yeah, should have, could have, would have.
Wish we'd thought of that.
Come on, you still have time, though.
True.
And you could easily, you could do it.
You could do it
the totally lazy way out.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want
to. I know where he's going with this.
Hello, card and flower shop.
Can you handle this for the boy?
I was already working on it.
No, don't, because I should at least pick it out.
No, wait, listen to him. Both of you.
To the Carvel ice cream store.
Listen to him. He wants to do it. Don, you've talked him into it. I know he's going to do it. He wants to do it himself.
He'll take care of it.
And I will say this. I was close to doing it before I made a stupid fist that was probably wrong.
Yeah, but
I stand by this. It's diminished and it's shallow because she pointed and clicked first. You know what she did, Mike? She clicked and she won.
Click and win.
Click and win.
If you had Beth Ann pick out your anniversary card, you would be, and she had any idea that had happened, she would not be pleased.
Oh, there was fire screaming into the sky.
Right.
Tonight.
So here's how you play it. You say on the air that you would never do that, but in real life, let Beth Ann pick it out.
Now he has doomed you.
Can I tell you?
If that gets back to her, he just put you in a no-win situation.
Listen, I can't tell you how many times I would go to a store, and I love Frida with my whole heart, and we kept cards and stuff. I told you, I read them after she passed away.
Right.
Here's how I would pick the card. First, I would go to my loving wife, and like reading a book, I would just open it up and go whatever, the last two lines, mm-hmm. and it was like, I love you, you're my whole life. I go, beautiful. Perfect. I would get it home, she'd read it like it's a freaking novel. Like,
yeah.
I'm so touched. Everything in here is the way we feel. And I was like, yeah, that's because I love you. No, it's because it had big flowers on it.
That's right.
It says, to my lovely wife. And at the very end, it says, I can't live without you. All the crap in the middle, that's just the stuff chicks care
about.
Those
are the easier cards to pick out, actually. It's the funny cards that are tougher to find.
Here's how you finesse it, though. When you give her the card and no candy or whatever you put with that, you say, I know we said we weren't going to get anything, but I couldn't help myself.
Bingo!
You know what?
That's why you're smooth, Buzz.
That's right.
I will do that.
That's why you are so friggin' smooth.
And I'll just make sure it's not a condolence card. I'm sorry, we're still married.
It doesn't have to be flowers, but just get an inexpensive token thing.
Anything she likes.
A candle.
A candle. Get her a Yankee candle.
Yeah, she loves that.
I know you will hate this.
Yes.
Because it's the thought of you actually doing something.
I know.
But do you know that the stuff that always worked the best for me with Frida, mm-hmm. did you remember the year that all I did was make on our computer with the program a little business card?
Yes,
a fake business card that said, you know, it had her name and my name said, like, devoted husband, devoted wife. And one year I actually made her thing. It was like, you know, good for one, back rub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. I never paid up on it, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the thought was there. She thought I cared.
There you go. But I can't. I won't be able to get to a computer in time.
Beth Ann could do it for you right now.
I'm thinking, you know what? I'm thinking card and candle, and I think I'm golden.
Yeah. When I was married.
And cards from the kids.
And that line. When I was married.
And Buzz's line of.
I got to hang up. I got to work on this.
All right, goodbye. When I was married, this is what worked.
Yeah, nothing.
No, keep thinking.
Okay, I'm out.
It'll come to you.
Carrie and I are officially, we've up for another year. We discussed it last night.
Did you pick up the option or did she?
Well, she was, you know, being cutesy with Robert and she says, do you know what tomorrow is? He says, Mommy and Daddy's anniversary. And he says, what's that? And I said, that means another day to observe the most perfect marriage that has ever been known. And he looked at me with his mouth open, and I said, and we'll do it for at least another year.
He said that?
No, I said that.
Oh, you said that. Rob Vaughn.
He said Superman, Spider-Man, Hungry.
Did you guarantee the year, or if either one of you submits within 2 weeks written notice?
Oh, you'll have to just look at the papers. I forget how it works.
Very good. Papers, what are your papers? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You have to look at the papers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. I was wondering if you guys play the Colette clip.
the Colette tape.
Yeah, just want to hear it one time, man.
A request.
All right, sure.
Please, sir.
All right.
Hey, Rob.
Thank you.
Speewack. I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head. Ass.
There you go. You happy?
He's very happy.
I love it.
I like you guys' reaction.
You're very welcome.
Thank Sounds you. Like my house sometimes.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Rob, you got to get a card for your wife. It's a must, but be careful with the card. I just had one backfire on me.
Why?
It said, I'd walk a mile to see your smile, and then when you open it up, it said, and I'd crawl through broken glass for a piece of your, and it didn't go over well at all, man.
Oh, that was very
that's
good.
A little too dirty. Well, did you, did you think it would go over?
You know, I thought it would be some humor. I really did, but the humor was totally lost.
I've loved you since the month of June. The only thing that changed. You're stinky. Something rhymes with June.
With you, my love, I cannot lose. Now cover up that other bruise.
With you in bed, I'd love to nestle. Sorry about the broken blood vessel.
Hello. John and Mike Show.
Hey, I think I know why your wife doesn't want an anniversary present.
She doesn't want to be reminded?
No, because she's going to try to pull it back on you for the 10 years. She's going to be like, I didn't get anything for the 9th.
I love to snuggle. I love to chatter. You're the one I love to batter.
I love to batter and fry.
Not in my show.
Hello?
Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a way for Rob to not feel guilty.
Trust me. It's not a big deal, but go ahead.
Well, she probably scheduled that card about a year ago. She didn't have to do it today, so she might not have, you know. It wasn't like she was thinking about that.
All right. Good day. We'll get to the bottom of this right now. Get ready for uncomfortable, Rob.
Oh, how nice. You're calling her.
Yes.
Hope she answers.
Let's call Lady Chats a lot.
It's almost nap time, so. Might be on Do Not Disturb.
Can't do it, buddy. Three big rings. Now, does she normally listen or not?
No.
She really take a nap this time of day?
She has been known to.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You're on the radio.
Carrie, you're on the air. Hi there.
I have to be on speakerphone. I don't know where the handset is.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, Carrie.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
For all of us, really, happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks.
Rob has got you a beautiful card and a little something to bring home with him tonight.
You mean he's not giving me the divorce?
Not this year.
Saving that for the 10th.
Now, really, when Rob comes home with a card tonight, you will be, seriously, Carrie, give us an honest answer. You will be happy that he got you a card, right?
Right.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's one.
So when you
but
told...
if there had been no card, you would have been okay with that too, right? Because that's what you told me to do.
Exactly. Just like for my birthday that you obeyed and didn't get me a gift.
But I got you 3 cards and I made you a cake that you wanted.
See, what you're saying is, don't you speak this language that I can't say the word on the air?
You know what? I do. I just choose not to.
You know what the letter starts with?
I do.
She's speaking, let me just clean it up. Right. She's speaking Frida, okay?
Is she?
What she's saying is, first off, you screwed up by not getting her a birthday gift.
Right.
Even though she told you not to, and even though you made her a cake and you sent cards, God damn it, she wanted a trinket.
Is that true, Carrie?
Yes. I learned from the master.
That's right.
It's like, so you really would like just a little something, right?
Of course.
Well, I mean, what woman wouldn't want a little something?
Let's not lead the witness. Let's let her answer herself.
Rite Aid's just down the street. I see. So is that you want something from the drugstore?
Yeah. Just something practical.
You're playing it wrong again.
There's no right way to play it. Unless you have a cyanide tablet.
Oh, Jesus.
For me, not her.
Wow.
God bless her.
Yes, and my anniversary present to you, Rob.
Yes.
Special dinner I was making for you.
Yes.
Sharon's coming for it.
Oh, my mom's coming. How nice.
Very good.
Well, that'll be good. Maybe she'll bring a card and a present as well.
Wow.
She always knows to get me the right perfect gift, and I don't know why she doesn't tell you.
Yeah, have fun with my mother-in-law. Our mother-in-law.
No, she's your mother.
Yeah, and her mother-in-law. Forgive me.
That's right. Your mother is
boys,
your
mother. Hey, got to understand, he's a little rattled right now.
I must be.
She's got him on she has got you on the ropes.
You know what could happen tonight?
What?
The gang up. She and my mom.
might gang up on me as to why.
That's why you shouldn't be an idiot and go and get something for her.
Don't make yourself vulnerable.
No, that's why I'm glad I already got it.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
You already got something.
I think it's lovely.
Me too.
Good choice.
Thanks. You liked it?
That's wonderful.
Card was nice. It is nice.
Who knows? Maybe you'll get home and you'll have a surprise waiting for you.
Yes.
I thought I'd put one in there for you, Rob.
Thanks.
Rob was very touched by your e-card, Carrie.
And, you know, based on the previous call that we got, Carrie, you didn't schedule that in advance, right? Did you, or did you?
No.
When did you send that to Rob? Was it this morning?
This morning, while he almost overslept to take Julia to preschool, I had to wake up.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Hey, everybody. Ain't it funny to hear him back on his heels?
Yes,
for a change, Mr. Big, I beat my wife. Listen to him now. Listen to him now.
I called up and I said, happy anniversary, and I hear... Huh?
Thought it was the wrong number.
I said it's 8 o'clock. Get up.
It was 8:05.
Oh.
Ha-ha.
Does it seem like the 9 years have simply flown by, Carrie?
Oh, yes.
Doesn't it seem like longer?
It's like just the other day I was spending my very special day with you guys.
Oh.
That's right.
There you go. Look at that.
Mm.
And look at you, bastard. You are just the worst.
Yeah, I am.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst.
Happy anniversary, Carrie.
Well, thank you.
Happy anniversary. Try to enjoy your evening.
Thank you for this very special anniversary present of a call from all you guys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I think the president is really going to be settled right now. Do you promise right now, Rob,
yes,
that you will not hit Carrie tonight?
Tonight?
Tonight.
I promise.
And hold on. I don't mean like a 12:01 that you can...
No, you can't change it.
You wake me up just to punch me.
You know, sometimes he's still sleeping when he does that.
Honey, Letterman's over. Pow!
All right. Happy anniversary,
Carrie. Oh, thank you. Love you, Rob.
Carrie, I love you. Another year, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I like my card. It says one more year, like it was a threat.
Well, I think they're going to have a lovely evening together.
I can't wait to see my mom.
Me too. What? No, what's that? I thought you liked your mom.
I do.
Like your wife. I thought you liked your mom.
You didn't have her stay really late. I can get out of sex.
Oh, dear.
I have no reply to that.
Oh, my God.
Were you planning on having sex with Rob tonight?
If he stays really late, I can get out of sex.
Do you think Rob was going to force himself on you tonight?
Yeah.
There you go.
And for dinner, scorn chowder?
Cool enough, it won't last long.
Oh, boy.
Who knows? Maybe you'll get the treat tonight, Carrie.
Boy, do I feel like Rita's still here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good for you,
Rob.
It's
great having her on the air, isn't it?
I love it.
Me too. All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hang up,
okay.
Please.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye. Bye, Carrie.
I didn't think that was uncomfortable.
I didn't think so.
Can you break? I need some Excedrin. Like about 100.
Wow. You'd be stopping at Rite Aid. So.
Hello?
Yeah, you better.
It's
really,
already done. It's done.
I mean...
It was done.
What, the marriage?
No. I mean, like, over the top. Get it? As
no, I mean,
fact,
I'm getting it. It's done. And it'll be very nice.
Just buying from Rite Aid, but they get it like the Elizabeth Taylor cologne from Rite Aid. Well, you know what I'm saying?
White diamonds.
Diamonds.
It's about $19
white
a bottle.
White diamonds, yeah.
That's top of the line, man. That's behind the counter.
How about a jar of Tussie?
You see, I don't like the implication.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. That was terrible. What a horrible thought. What a horrible thing to say.
Mike, yeah. He's trying to get laid tonight.
I'm sorry about that.
What she's getting, I think.
How about those promotional ring things that we have?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, those condoms.
For her pleasure.
Yeah, I saw a print ad for that. They are for her.
I'm trying to get laid, and I'm trying to win the lottery, and it's a horse race to see which is going to happen first.
How about some scratch-off tickets?
Oh, that's good.
You never miss with lottery tickets. My kids love them.
Hey, you know what? That might be a nice gift.
Yeah.
She loves money.
Sure.
You know?
Your mom is very progressive. Perhaps at some point after the kids go... Perhaps at some point after... No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, perhaps at some point after the kids go to bed tonight, your mom maybe can just sit down in your living room, watch TV, and give you and Carrie the 30 to 90 seconds you need upstairs. for you to fulfill your needs.
What I'll need is 90 seconds, and then Carrie can join me. For the last 30.
If the scenario was to take place that she was saying she might avoid with your mom over there, what would be the optimal time for your mom to depart?
To depart?
What would be the cutoff time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Right.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Not a chance your mom leaves by 9 o'clock.
No. I bet she does.
I bet she does.
It's a decent ride home for her, and she's got to work tomorrow.
I'm not kidding. Your mom is wonderful. Your mom is
absolute best.
Really great. But
There's no way she could be out of your house by 9 o'clock.
I will note the time, and I will tell you tomorrow.
Please do.
I bet it is by 9.
Could you do it with her there?
I wouldn't do it with her there.
I mean, not in front of her, but...
Well, no, I think any, you know, everybody's probably, you know, in the parents' house once in a while.
Yeah, but I'd prefer her out of the building.
Yeah, I agree.
out of the neighborhood.
Will you be drinking your normal amount of green bottles this evening?
Maybe even more.
Okay.
Who knows?
I think that's a guarantee now after that phone call.
Yeah.
That you'll be having a few more tonight.
You know what? It might even start before the news.
Wow.
We'll see.
Well, I think, Rob, she's going to like what you're going to give her tonight.
Ooh,
besides,
that sounded dirty.
Wow. Hey,
she always does.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Okay.
That's why she's
caught. Man, you know what I love more than anything?
What?
When the spotlight's on somebody else.
It's great, isn't it?
It is great.
And you know what? I'll tell you, I don't get it over here much, so I'll take it once in a while.
Absolutely.
There you go.
It ain't fun.
Sure. It's great fun.
Happy anniversary.
Jesus, would you rather hear that? Would you rather hear me bitch about how I hate making dinner for myself?
I'd rather talk about that tater tot casserole. You should have asked her about. She'd give you the recipe.
Tater tot casserole and no condoms. That's what I'm thinking about.
Parting.
Parting.
All right, B.A.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Batman.
Yeah, this is a wonderful segment.
Thank you.
Nice and awkward.
We're late, aren't we? Aren't we late?
You know what I love? And you've done it to me, and it's just funny. This I can appreciate it more when it's directed to somebody else. When you just hang for a second and you're just pleased.
Wow. I got nowhere to go.
You
know what I'm saying?
You're pleased. You will let him dangle.
I got nothing to ask.
There for
you heard what's on NBC television tonight? It's great fun.
So you think if I call you at 9:02 tonight, I'll say Sharon there?
I don't think she'll be there.
Okay,
but if
Sharon,
she is, I'll let you speak to her.
Please do.
Hey, what if you call at like 9:02 and Sharon's left at like
9:58?
8:58. Oh, but by then Rob would be done. He would have planted his seat already.
I'll probably be asleep.
Well, if you call and it sounds like he's on a treadmill.
Yeah, it's not my workout night.
What a day.
Jesus Christ, Rob. What a mess. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
And we'll be right back.
You know, Carrie and I are actually still married. How about that? Sorry, we're out of time. Oh, and here's an old favorite. Good night. Do we meet again? The Don and Mike Singers. Adios for a walk. Good night. But make sure you join us back here at the Best of Don and Mike tomorrow, because we got a great show laid out for you tomorrow. Talking Absinthe tomorrow, talking Charlie tomorrow, the all-male vibrator Olympics. Dick Van Patten on the phone. Fantastic. Also, the return of E to E to E to B. You don't want to miss it, so we'll see you back here tomorrow. Au revoir. Yes, thank you so much, folks. That's the Best of Don and Mike tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, all that great stuff. And remember, for all your Don and Mike needs, take a moment and visit www.donandmikewebsite.com. You'll be glad you did. Promise. Okay, see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night.
Number 4 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.